What happened to the big video light box we had in the corner for the video stream?
It caught on fire.
I'll leave you guys alone in the studio one day and you catch something on fire.
Oh, this was today.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I was going to say, how did I miss a fire?
Yeah, Alfie come in, and he come in ahead of me, was setting stuff up. I walk in.
Well, we've got two big light boxes.
Yeah.
Let me turn on. And it illuminates the room for the video stream.
And Alfie goes, do you smell smoke? And I go, no. And he goes, what? Okay, I smell it. And he goes, look at that light box. Okay, not that one. Look at this. Okay, this one's on fire.
Oh, my God.
Look at the light box. Looks fine to me. The one that's on fire, Flo. Oh.
That one seems to be in poor condition. Stupid question. Was that the smell that I noticed when I first walked in the studio?
Yes.
Okay. Had to be. I didn't smell it.
I smelled something.
And I certainly didn't notice a fire.
I missed the fire. I noticed the smell and just thought it was from the construction on one of the floors above us.
Oh, you know, I did smell that. I walked in and went, that's a funky,
burning,
sort of sulfurous.
Yeah.
Luckily, most of the fire was contained on the inside of the light box.
Where'd you put the box?
We gave it to engineering.
What did they say?
I don't think anybody in engineering's here today.
Did you guys make sure the light box was out?
Yes. Come on, we're not irresponsible.
Hey. You're talking to a couple of volunteer firemen.
That's right. If we get the itch.
then I may have to go check it. Mm-hmm. You guys are sure. Where did you leave it?
I left it on Paul's desk with a note that said, sorry, we set this on fire.
The desk with all the papers?
Yeah, but I mean, it was mostly out.
Well, we'll know something soon.
Yeah. I did see DJ coming out of the bathroom before we got on the air, so there's at least one engineer here.
Did you say one ninja?
Engineer.
Oh.
I love DJ, but he knows he's no ninja.
Yeah, he couldn't sneak anywhere, really.
All of a sudden, you look at your cup of water, and there's just that...
Feels like DJ.
Okay.
Fire. What is it with us and fire? And
we had nothing to do. That's not even our equipment. It's the station's equipment. They have these light boxes for when they have bands come up and perform in the whatever they call it, side's performance studio.
The music lounge.
What's it called? Toyota or something?
Mazda.
Mazda now?
It's getting a new name here real soon.
But it's still, for now, Mazda.
I believe so.
All right.
Doesn't make any difference. Yeah. Anyway, it's their stuff that burn up.
Okay. Well, that's actually nice, then, for a change. Not to be the culprits.
Well, I like
Yeah, but it happened during our show. So they're going to blame us.
It was not being used otherwise. We were actually getting more out of it.
And after we just got the email from... Golden Perry?
Mm-hmm.
I always want to say Golden Richards. What's her title? Because it should be like CEO of Dallas, because she covers everything, even though she's the general manager's assistant.
I would say at the very least executive assistant to the market president, something like that. But you're right, it almost seems like it should be more than that.
After she sent out an email today about no smoking anywhere near the building.
I had not seen that.
I guess whoever the building management is decided either somebody violated the smoking areas or they extended them out further. I don't know. I didn't read the whole thing. I just sent an email back. And how odd. I went, what about the chimney we just put in the studio? And then we set a box on fire.
It's like our
They're going to think we did it on purpose.
Yeah, they're going to think we're protesting. I'll show you.
The one day I make a joke about fire.
Mm-hmm.
Are you cold, Dan?
Actually, a little bit.
I mean, the wide shot, where you can see the backside of your toboggan.
Mm-hmm.
You look like almost a 6-foot-tall condom.
Yeah, I know.
The reservoir tip.
Empty. I don't know why I feel the need to make that distinction, but empty.
We should fill it up.
No, we shouldn't. When I come in, it's either scorching hot in my office or freezing cold. And today it was cold, so I'm just. And then if I get warm, I take it off.
Let me turn the air down.
No, you're fine.
Well, it's kind of.
And what's the correct phrase? If you want it, what?
Oh no.
Yeah. Turn the air down, turn it up.
I tried it.
Like if it's, well, no.
I have yet to crack that code. Yeah, sometimes I'll try to be specific. It's like, do you want me to turn the temperature up or down? So I just try to go away from the air.
Yeah, we had to make it, do you want it warmer
mm-hmm.
or colder? Because if you say turn the air down, to me that means make it warmer. But that's not always right.
No.
And I'm waiting on my computer to reboot. I guess there was another. Seems like Windows has had updates almost every day on my computers for the past week or so.
Yeah.
And it's in startup repair mode, and it's been in that for 10 minutes. So I bet it don't come on.
It doesn't look good. I'd say bleak at best. It's not the blue screen, though, is it?
No, it just says if problems are found, startup repair will fix them automatically. Your computer might restart several times during this process. This may take several years.
That I believe. Did you ever get that thing updated to whatever the new software stuff that engineering put in all the computers?
Over my head.
Since XP was no longer being used?
I wasn't using XP. This is my own personal computer. I don't have XP on this.
Okay.
I've got broken Windows. And all I use this computer for, it's an HP touchscreen. So it's all computer all in one.
Yeah.
And all I really use it for is to play audio that we use on the show every day. And sometimes open a browser and play something off the internet. And sometimes the browser won't close and keeps playing.
It really is like some of the most basic things you can do on a computer.
Yeah, I don't.
It's not like you're not making letters, you're not making forms, or you're not creating.
There's no heavy processing. I mean, technically, I could just put if iPads would accept USB flashes, we could just plug that in and be done.
Yeah.
I got a touchscreen because I thought, oh, that'll be cool. I could just reach over and hit a file. But then after I bought it, we put it here in the studio, I realized I can't reach it.
It's like you need another arm.
Alfie, during this next break, let's take my HP laptop.
Got it.
And we'll take this one out and let it do whatever it's going to do.
You got it.
So, how'd yesterday go?
Why do you say it like that?
I'm just asking. I didn't listen.
At all?
Nope.
What'd you do?
Laid on the couch, drank vodka.
Told you.
Yeah, at one point we discussed whether or not you would show up in the middle of the show, and also whether or not, since you never showed up, if you were actually listening. Chloe said no.
No, I don't listen to the station when I'm not here.
Yeah, because Dan and Alfie had a bet you'd be here by...
I said 4:15, Alfie said 4:50. And then Chloe said not at all.
You guys really thought I was going to come up?
Yes. Oh, shut up.
It was time. I wasn't even sick.
Oh, I know you weren't sick.
I've been sick before.
Yes.
I thought it would be a nice sequel. Chloe and me by ourselves on Monday because you and Alfie were sleeted in.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let them try it. They need to learn. We've all been together long enough. You guys should be able to do a show without me. Look at Craddock's show. He passes away and he taught them enough. How bad was yesterday? I just realized when I said Craddock taught his crew. It flashed on me who your instructor has been.
Yes. We're more of a learn by observation as opposed to hands-on instruction from you. The good thing is, though, is that we've kind of done it before.
Without me?
For 6 years.
Okay, there's a slam coming. What is it?
It's not a slam.
You've done it without me for 6 years?
Yeah. For 6 years, when we were over at CBS, I had the Saturday show in addition to working on your show during the week.
Oh. I mean, you had your own show.
Yeah.
Well, Mr. Big Fat and Smarty Pants, how'd it go yesterday?
It was terrible. Don't ever do it again.
I got no complaints.
Better not.
Cat.
We were buying off listeners.
Did you guys beg for money?
No, we didn't beg for any money.
No.
Captain Howard just offered it up.
Because there was, about $500-$600 in donations.
Nice. Yeah, we knew. Captain Howard called in at one point and said he would put $100 in the foundation if I referred to the show yesterday as the Dan Alfie Close Show, which seemed silly, but $100 for the foundation. Okay. And then
I don't care what you guys do. As long, if there's money behind it, do it.
Yeah. And
if I'll sing Merle, you can say Chloe Alfie and Dan. And Dan Alfie. Who got top billing?
He said my name first, so I just went with that. I wanted to make sure I stayed within his requirements.
Yeah, and then Billy the Kid gave $200.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
That was just in his wallet.
Yeah, just pulled it out and said, here you go.
Is that where the $200 came from, sitting in my studio?
Yep.
Yes.
Why? Did he feel that bad for you guys?
It must have been.
I should go and feed the retards.
Mm-hmm. You know what? They really look like they need some cash. He did say when he walked in the studio, it smelled of beer and regret.
I wish I was a country singer because that would be the name of my next album.
It's actually pretty phenomenal. You did miss a couple things, though.
I missed a lot. Hang on. Restart your computer to complete the repairs. I fell for this once because this did this to me already. Click finish. If repairs were successful, Windows will start correctly.
We had a listener call in and say if there's any flash drives in it, unplug those before you restart it.
Is yours out, Dan?
It's out.
Okay. I am going to hit finish. And then we'll wait for a while. The things that I missed yesterday, did you pull clips?
Did not pull any clips because, well, it was just so much going on. Really didn't have time to pull all the clips.
Mother, really? I did a show by myself with Chloe.
What?
Chloe.
Yes.
Me and Chloe.
I did a show with Chloe yesterday.
Alfie was here.
Yes, that helped greatly. But it also helped when Cindy Skull came in and flashed everybody. You really missed a lot yesterday.
Or what?
Yeah, I know.
It was a good snow day.
Mm-hmm. Everyone was in crazy mood. Cindy Skull came in, flashed everybody. Engineering set up a 7-Eleven pizza buffet. That was pretty nice. Progresso, they brought in cases of that enchilada soup that you love.
All right, I see what you're doing now. Just because I did not finish the good college like you did, Dan.
I didn't even finish.
Does not mean that I am going to purchase all your wares. Hey, let's pull up to rush this gas station to this big white van. Hey, guess what you missed? Are you going to buy any of this?
Well, you haven't even given me a chance to tell you how Mark Cuban showed up and bought us all go-karts.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. Patrick Davis made fresh guacamole. Don Davis walked in and admitted he doesn't know anything about broadcasting. It really was a full day that you missed. You could have heard all this had you just tuned in. And then Cindy Skull came back and let everyone squeeze her boobs. Then we listened to other radio stations and tried to win prizes, and Chloe won a jet ski.
Yes.
William Shatner popped in, gave us all our own Starfleet uniforms. Anna DeHaro got smashed and told us all her most racist jokes.
I can see half of that.
Yeah. It was really...
Anna DeHaro came in and reenacted how she falls out of her attic once a year. So, well, we got a break. Don't blow everything at once.
No. There's lots to go around. It was a full day.
I laid at home and binge watched Blue Bloods on CBS.
I guess there was quite a few you hadn't seen yet, or you just rewatch.
Season 5 is not on Hulu or Netflix.
Is that the current season then, I'm guessing?
Yes.
Okay.
But if you go to CBS.com and sign up for their CBS Premiere program, whatever it's called,
mm-hmm.
You can watch all of season 5, which they'll let you do for $6.
And you,
I think it's a month. And so I just, and then I didn't realize it. You get bonus points for watching shows on CBS.com.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And what do those points go towards?
You can buy CBS swag.
Ooh.
So by the end of the day, I had like 1,085, they either call them coins or points, whatever. So I thought, well, let's see what they're selling. So I click on the CBS store. It looks like the only thing they have right now are boxer shorts for a Big Bang Theory, something like that.
Mm-hmm. You got some?
No.
How many points did you have to get those?
330,000.
What? Jesus.
For draws?
Even Dave and Buster's treat you better than that. Right, we'll be back.
We'll be back to the
Russ Martin Show.
3:35, first check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by KTXA 21. Let's get started off in Bedford, eastbound 183, right at 121. Got an accident blocking the ramp to go northbound. Traffic there is back to Beckham Central Drive. And also in Denton, northbound I-35E right at State School Road. Road construction there has the right lane shut down. Traffic there is backed up into Corinth. Back to Swisher Road apparently is a big hole in the right lane with big pieces of roadway falling onto State School, which is closed in both directions. Either way, it's about a half hour delay through it. Just avoid that area if you can. Never miss a moment of the show by subscribing to the Russ Martin Show audio and video archives today at russmartin.fm. Proceeds benefit the RMS Listeners Foundation. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles Black Thunder.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Just in time.
What?
Just in time.
Yeah.
Buffett just announced a show, so.
That's why I put it together.
Thank you.
Is that a karaoke version?
Yeah, otherwise you'd hear Jimmy Buffett singing. I don't think I need to leave you alone with these guys anymore. I think you got dumped through osmosis.
Sometimes you can use actual song and find spots.
Well, sometimes, but I didn't feel like it. You want me to play on the new AC/DC long bumper?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
This is Brian Johnson of AC/DC, and we're kicking your ass on 97.1 Eagle.
To the Russ Martin Show.
My God. I never thought a bumper could be so obnoxious. Good job. I can tell you're excited about your new bumpers. Because we forgot to do weather.
Oh, wait. Well, you can still do anything.
I know, I'm just...
I have plenty of bumpers.
I can't wait.
Okay, let's see.
Play Cheeseburger Paradise. You're going to love it.
We played the KTXA spot, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Now weather. All right.
Eagle weather brought to you by Grasshopper. Tonight, a few clouds, 28 for the low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and a high of 39. Right now, 47 at 97 won the Eagle.
Cram it up your ass. The Russ Martin Show.
K-E-G-L, the Eagle.
Yeah, I think our voice guy's tired of cutting liners for us.
You talking about Deke or Ruben?
No, whoever this is. That,
oh, just in general.
This is somebody had contract out of state.
Gotcha.
The voice work. Hey, could I get these cut pretty quick? He sends back.
Cram it up your ass. Russ Martin Show.
Not really what I wrote, but that's okay.
Yeah, we'll take your outtakes and use them.
Yeah. Oftentimes, this is where some of the best stuff is.
Okay. So, catch me up on yesterday. How'd you guys start? Who ran the board?
I did.
Okay.
Which was interesting.
Why?
Because I hadn't done that since December of 2008.
Well, everything's labeled.
It is, but it's just a matter.
You probably would have had problems with. Did you find the traffic music okay?
Yeah. Yeah, we did like a quick crash course on all the gadgets and the gizmos right before we got on the air. And then at one point, I just took a page out of your book, which is why rehearse it? Just do it on air.
The very last break, everything was perfect. I mean, it was like everything just felt. It was like, wow.
Don't say that.
So you can do it without me now.
No.
See,
no.
Oh, damn it.
I said the last break. I mean, no. And what did Dan say? Dan said,
it was a train wreck. That's what Dan said.
We just fell into that.
That's the way the show rolls. Chloe and me, after Monday, as soon as we were done,
oh Jesus,
we knuckled and we hugged and we did everything. We just looked at each other and we went, we f***ing made it.
You make it sound like you made it through Fallujah.
I felt like we had been in the boot camp together. Because that was always one of my nightmares. Of what if I ever had to do a show with just Chloe?
We brought Billy in.
No, Billy, the kid came in for about an hour. I guess he just put Kiss on go.
Yeah, he did that again yesterday, too. I think he just made McCray work.
Chloe went down there and go, what are you doing? He goes, I'm bored. He said, do you want to come be with us? He said, yeah. So I guess McCray just ran his songs.
I even asked Billy if Patrick, our boss, ever said anything to him about jumping on with us. And on Monday, he's like, no, he didn't say anything. I said, no. Plus, I think he said it helped that Patrick was in Vegas for some corporate meetings or something.
Yeah, so he'll probably never know.
Yeah.
Until we tell him.
He's been on this show, I think, more than he has his own, for real, this week.
Yeah, because he stayed in here with us on and off for about an hour.
I think it was about the same yesterday, too.
I told Chloe, I said, go up and down the hall and find somebody.
Yeah, we tried to pull Ted McKay in from Lone Star. He's squirrely. Because Alfie asked me, he's like, yeah, sure, I'll come in later. And then we tried to be like, hey, what are you doing? You want to come hang out for a minute? He was too busy talking to people in the hallway.
I ain't got no time to mess with you people.
That's him.
Mm-hmm. Well, Ted, you're always welcome to come hang out.
Hell no. I come in there and the N-word is still start flying all over the place.
No. Not for most of us.
I know how it rolls in there. I got to go back over to Lone Star and sound white.
So any big problems? I really thought when I got up this morning, I always check email sitting on the commode, donation, because I get notifications from PayPal. Then I closed out the email, immediately went and checked the news. No officers fallen, no
right.
Firefighters. I went, I bet those suckers begged for money yesterday.
Did not.
We actually didn't.
It just came in.
Now that you mentioned it.
Chloe, I didn't get any donations Monday. I had to ask for a thank you for coming in.
Well, that's sad. I think it was just general sympathy for us.
Nobody had any sympathy for me. All of a sudden, I really am doing a organ grinder show with a monkey.
people were enjoying it so much, they just couldn't open the wallet.
Is that I, Robert?
That is our Robert.
Hey, Robert.
Yep. Hey, boss.
Yep.
I don't know whether this is going to help them out on their case or hinder them, but they did hit their groove. Took them about 3 hours and 15 minutes, but they did hit their groove. It was about the first three or four times that Dan fired off the traffic sounder, scared the hell out of him in his headphones.
It does.
Why?
Well, because instead of playing it off of your machine, I had Chloe play it off of the system.
The backup server.
And it hits harder than the other one. So it just kind of scares you.
Yeah, it comes in kind of quick. Mm-hmm. You never know.
Yeah, Billy came in and it helped him out a little bit, and that kind of did whatever, but... After about 3 hours and 15 minutes, they were drunk and feeling no pain, so hey.
That's a really good synopsis, Robert, especially since I don't think Chloe had anything to drink. I only had one sip, and I think Alfie had one pull.
Yeah.
Well, Alfie, you guys were saying that Alfie was out because he was drinking there in the studio, but it took him a while. But
and you listened to the entire show just waiting for something horrible to happen.
No. That would be a train wreck. No. I wait for the entire show to get to the 7 o'clock punchline. And they had a good one yesterday, so.
Jesus. Okay. Wait a minute. So, are you saying every day we never have a punchline until 7?
That's what I'd heard.
No. The 7 o'clock punchline is always the best one. Every break is a different punchline, and you're waiting for the punchline because you're like, okay, when the punchline comes, there's a break coming, and I can go do what I need to do.
You confuse me.
Mm-hmm.
What was your big punchline at 7? How late did you guys go?
It was like 7:55, something like that.
How late did you go?
7:04.
Lazy suckers.
What? All right, F you with that.
How late did we go? 7:15?
At least. I thought 7:15, 7:20.
You guys are off at 7:16.
How do you know?
Because I listened to the end of it.
Oh. Did you guys play any songs?
Absolutely.
Would you play? Chloe and I just started digging through stuff. She's like, Don ain't here.
Yeah, we weren't that brave. We're just like, we'll have Don, let Don have a day.
Let Don Davis, our program director,
yeah,
actually program the music.
Mm-hmm. It's apparently the one day for the year.
We didn't play anything really out of format. We played Autograph, Turn Up the Radio.
Just played stuff that you wanted to hear.
Played
Unskinny Bop.
Yeah, Poison. Played a new version of Moving On by Merle Haggard that I found.
Mm-hmm.
You and Merle.
I just thought it was time for a test. The roads weren't really bad yesterday. I just know when I got up yesterday, I wasn't sick. I was just mentally drained. Did you guys run the video stream?
No.
You lazy mother... Really?
How was that lazy? I focused on radio.
I focused on radio. I did radio. I had to talk to Chloe.
Mm-hmm.
I had to talk to Chloe.
I know.
I ran the video stream, the cameras, switching the cameras,
and
running the audio, and having to have content and talking to Chloe. And then after about an hour, I went, all right, I'm running out of brain cells. Go find somebody with one. And he brought Billy the Kid. I went, well,
that's
at least you got one.
Yep, we found the guy. No, absolutely.
The three of you guys couldn't run the video stream?
We had everything set up just in case, but it was one of those things with my fingers. I'm not used to running the board and everything anyway, plus having to worry about the stream and Alfie and Chloe. I figured, you know what? Better off, let's just not worry about it.
Well, that was probably wise. You could have just turned it on and left the wide shot on.
No, we unplugged that.
The wide shot camera? Because you know I can access it at home.
That's why we unplugged it.
I am going to swear now. You three.
How is that? Not one bit of that is lazy.
Why is it you didn't want me, even if I cared? I wouldn't have told you guys to do it live if I didn't trust you.
Oh, I know that.
Plus, I thought it would be a nice sequel. Chloe and Russ on Alfie.
Yes.
And then the other guys without the head tarred.
I know. With daddy gone.
And we played with a few toys.
What did you guys play with yesterday?
The voice thing.
You touched my voice thing?
It's only briefly.
Is that why you turned the camera off?
Maybe.
Well, what voice did you use?
Most of them.
Damn.
We filled it back up with water.
What?
Nothing.
Okay, I'm sorry. You're going to need to slap him.
I get what he's saying, but it's still stupid.
Yeah. And the dog pile.
It's like drinking daddy's whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
And to make it look like you didn't really have that much.
Got it.
This whiskey sure looked... It was dark when I left.
Yes, it was.
But now it looks like vodka.
Oh, that's how it works. Over time, it changes.
Okay. Anything? I'm just waiting. I should have listened, but I was just drained.
We had to...
Because I had to, after the show, I had to cut up the... Edit the show for .FM. For the .FM subscribers. Then I had to cut up the show for 1190.
Mm.
And by then, I got home and went, I'm out. And I took a... I always have weird dreams on Benadryl. Oh. And I don't know why.
Yes. Yes, awkward. Like you, it's a lot of times when I have those dreams, I'm like, is that a good dream or a bad dream? I can't tell when I wake up.
And it was one of the first times I became self-aware in a dream. I knew I was dreaming. Because I'm having sex with a bunch of hot chicks.
Oh, it's one of those.
And one of them starts having an orgasm, and I went, yeah, I'm dreaming.
Oh, see?
I know this one isn't real. So I stopped before she had it.
Even in your dream?
Yeah, because I think if you give a girl orgasm in your dream, you die.
No, you don't.
I think that's what they say. No, right now. I think that's what they say.
No, they don't say that at all.
I know in my realm, if you give one in a dream, you die. Because I don't give it to them in real life. But it's funny. I forgot who it was. I got a couple of hot chicks. Wasn't Skull. One of them was an ex, and she started screaming, I'm gonna get there.
I'm about to arrive.
Yeah, I'm arriving. No, there's something awry. I'm dreaming. I will pull out.
God. You could have at least just let her finish in the dream.
Not even in a dream.
Just to see what it's like.
I know what it's like for me to have one. They want one that bad. You dream about it.
Get out of my dreams.
Get into my
Yep. Ah, the song Billy Ocean was meant to sing.
Okay. If you guys don't have any big things to point out.
Well, we did also have Larry Mowry call in, because one way to fill air time is to have someone else talk. But it made sense because of the weather and everything, but it was... He wasn't aware of NBC5, their unveiling of their new Texas Thunder truck.
The hell is that?
Exactly.
Are they calling it a color?
No, they're just calling it the Texas Thunder truck.
Okay. Mm-hmm. He didn't know about it?
He wasn't aware of it. He was unaware that NBC5 was trying to up the ante as far as the meteorological competition in town.
Why wouldn't they tell isn't he the head meteorologist?
No, two different channels. Mallory's at 11, Channel 5 has the Thunder truck.
Oh, okay.
So when we asked...
So you're talking to Larry Mowry, who's on 11.
Yes.
And then you guys told him about Channel 5's Thunder truck?
Yeah, just to see his reaction.
That's some cult stuff, man.
Yeah.
Oh, no, he had a good comeback.
Yeah,
though.
Larry was just like, NBC5's got a Thunder truck? Oh, that's nice. We had like four of them.
Oh, they do.
Yeah. He's like, they're called Mobile 11.
What does a Thunder truck do?
Cut on my flash, it's cut four. This is Channel 5's Rick Mitchell. He goes outside. This thing debuted this week. It's basically a black F-250 that's been converted, and it's got the NBC5 logo on the side, and it's also got the lightning bolts slash around it. Then Rick kind of gives a tour.
Well, guys, this is the maiden voyage of our Texas Thunder truck. I've had people say, okay, why are you so excited about this? And I'll tell you, it's very simple. Basically, this is two trucks in one. It is a weather truck and it is a communication truck. Let me show you what I'm talking about here. Front seat, where I will be sitting tonight, I have two multiple cameras throughout the truck, but I also have my own radar that's being sent to me via satellite.
How'd you get the audio to this?
It's on their website.
Oh, I didn't. Didn't seem like something that they would keep archive.
No, they're very proud of this Thunder
Even
truck.
Even though CBS has four of them.
Yeah, but CBS doesn't call theirs the Thunder Trucks.
What do they call them?
Just Mobile 11.
But they all do the same thing that Channel 5 does now.
According to Maury.
We have a radar that is right on top of the truck here if we want to get a closer look at what is going on with rain, with storms, whatever. So we've got the front seat. In the back...
They had one of those in 1995 in the movie Twister.
Yes, they did.
That's what it sounds like he's describing.
Mm-hmm.
Seat. It's basically like a television studio in an F-250. We have all the bells, the whistles, the TV gizmos that gets this thing on the air. It's very important to understand. This truck is a communication truck. This right here is a satellite dish. We can send our signal up to the stars and out to you from any place in the world, basically.
Oh, that's impossible. Do a live shot from someplace?
He makes it all sound extremely advanced.
They can broadcast from anywhere in the world. You know, they were able to do that back in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Even possibly in the 70s. What do they call it? Channel 8 had, they had a van. It said Mini Cam 8 Live or something like that.
Yeah, that sounds familiar. Yeah, but you're right, though, because Rick Mitchell, he makes, with this Thunder truck, he makes it sound like we as humans never went to the moon multiple times or never went to space because he's talking about the stars up there.
How big was his satellite dish? Do they have one of those Doppler antennas on top, the ones that rotate? You know what I'm talking about?
You know, I wasn't sure. I don't think I saw one of those.
No, they have like just a small little, I don't know, maybe foot-wide antenna. And the biggest part of the truck was the satellite dish.
And a guy emailed me. I guess he's a fishing.
Oh, when you say satellite dish, you mean like the size of a Dish Network or DirecTV?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
And I think they also had...
Wow, we got cable.
Yeah. I had a fishing guide from Texoma email me saying, because he watched the video as well of the Thunder truck, and he said the radar that they're using, they use at the lake to find fish.
So if we run into a situation where there is a true Sharknado, Channel 5 will be on top of it.
Yes.
What were you going to say, Alfie?
They also have just a basic, I don't know if everyone's going to understand this, but a Marty antenna, microwave antenna.
That's probably a backup in case the satellite dish fails.
Yeah.
That's what I'm guessing. A Marty, we use it in radio, just obviously to broadcast audio. That's why the remotes always sounded kind of iffy at best. Now, what do we use?
ISDN.
Yeah, those people. With broadband, we can do that.
Right.
Here in our Thunder truck, we also have, look at this, a cell phone that we can call anybody that we want to.
It's magic.
At any time.
I bet that thing runs on unicorns.
No, it runs on this diehard battery because this is a brick phone. Channel 11 bought all the good stuff.
Years ago.
Left us with a Saved by the Bell phone. I'll play the rest of this. We'll break.
We also have microwave capabilities. Why is that?
Look at this. Pot pie done in 35 seconds.
Powerful truck.
And then make sure to point out it had a brush guard.
Oh, yeah. It also has a brush guard. Very nice. Because in Texas, if you have a big truck, you need a brush guard.
That's the, I guess, you know, move snow so it doesn't get stuck or catch cows or pedestrians.
Yeah. Yeah, apparently, it made a very, you know, groundbreaking report this morning from a red light. The Texas Thunder truck.
This is our first attempt to stopping it. And it works. Also, the brush guard, we play our own version of Frogger, if you know what I mean.
from any place in the world, basically. We also have microwave capabilities. Why is that so important?
It's because nobody should leave the house without an Amana radar range.
Because this truck goes where the action is. We bring you the information to keep you safe. That's why the Texas Thunder truck is so unique. No one else has it, but we do right here at NBC 5.
The mobile units that CBS has, they just call them mobile units.
Yeah, mobile 11. I think they're
equipped the same way. Because if I had, you know, all this technology in there, I would call it more than just a mobile unit.
And that was one thing we did mention to Larry. It's like,
look,
well,
look NBC's... what we have here at NBC. We bought a truck.
Mm.
That means we can move.
Yes, yes, it does.
I'm sorry, you were going to say what?
I was going to say, it's like it helps. The naming helps. It's in the marketing. You would have thought at CBS, someone in marketing would be like, we need to call these things something other than Mobile 11. But I think it's because they use it for breaking news stuff in general, not just weather. But so now NBC 5 has their dedicated weather thunder truck. That means someone else is going to have like a tornado Taurus or something.
Yeah, because they always have to up it.
Mm-hmm. It's like Larry also said yesterday. He's like, well, you know, they can have their thunder truck. We've got our four, just, you know, that does the same thing. But I know one thing they don't have, and that's a 1,000,000-watt radar. Bam.
That was the other one.
That was pretty much
CBS has talked about that before.
Mm-hmm.
The only station in North Texas with a 1,000,000-watt radar thingy.
Mm-hmm.
We're afraid to turn it on.
It's so powerful we could watch you shower.
Last time we turned it on, there's nothing left but people's shadows. So you guys spent part of the day bashing on other TV stations with one weather guy.
Yeah, it was kind of fun.
Sounds like you did better than Chloe and me because we just played bumpers for a while.
Hey, want to hear another bumper?
Yeah. I cut one. It says, cram it up your ass. Play that one. Okay. Break here?
Yes.
Let's go.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show. Never miss a moment. Even in the AM. The Russ Martin Show. Weekday mornings, 7 to 11. On Talk Radio 1190.
409. This is KEGL. Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Back on traffic. Alfie Coy. Listen. Eagle Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by KTXA 21. Let's get started off in Fort Worth, northbound 35W, right at Spur 280. Got an accident there blocking the right shoulder. Traffic's backed up back to the Fort Worth Mixmaster. In Denton, the big one, northbound I-35E, right at State School Road. Road construction there has the right lane shut down. Apparently, there's parts of the highway, parts of 35 that are falling down onto State School Road. They're out there doing emergency bridge repair. Traffic's completely stopped back to Swisher Road. Just avoid that area if you can. It's about a 45-minute delay through it right now. And finally, in Dallas, westbound 635, right at the High 5, got the right lane of the ramp to go northbound there, blocked due to a single vehicle that spun out there. Traffic there is jacked up back from TI Boulevard. Listen to Skull tomorrow morning at 725 for a shot to win a pair of tickets to go see the Stone Temple Pilots on April 17th at the House of Blues. Details are online at kegl.com. I'm Alfie Coy, and the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Nuance Power PDF. A few clouds tonight, a low of 28. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and a high at close to 40. Right now, 47. A 97.1 the Eagle.
Move over and let the big dog at the Russ Martin Show.
KEGL, the Eagle.
I'm not jacking around when I produce bumpers. Right, that part, it felt like it needed a sonic boom, so I threw one in. Just for that, I'm playing it again.
Move over and let the big dog at the Russ Martin Show.
K-E-G-L, the Eagle.
the way we roll, mother. Yeah.
Alfie, was there something else you were going to tell us about your gun course?
Yeah, one of the guys that after the course, they helped me practice for the qualifying on the range. And one of the guys that was helping me out was former DPD. And he showed me, you know,
here's how we take the dash cam and turn it sideways and whistle so you can't see what's going on. I'm sorry. I thought of something else ugly to say, but I don't want Swish Cheese texting Dan. I'm sorry, you did what?
He helped me adjust my grip. He showed me this is the way we do it in DPD. Had me change it up, make sure my stance was cool.
Do you have your own handgun?
Yes, I do.
And actually, the former officer was really impressed by Alfie's gun. Apparently, it's highly sought after.
It is. Apparently, it's a great compact carry. A lot of police officers have been looking for it. Well,
did you bring it up here today?
No.
Oh. What's it look? Let me just make sure the camera's off you. Let me see it.
In theory, if you had it, what would it look like?
Yeah.
Like that. Like, just use your hand.
Maybe draw me a picture or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Maybe there's a photo of it on your phone.
I'm curious. Who makes that? I mean, if you had one, who made...
Would make that.
If I had one, it would be made by Smith & Wesson.
Oh. To me, the drawing you have of it looks like a Glock.
It's very, very pretty artist rendering.
It's similar, the drawing I did to a Glock.
Why is it sought after? How much was it?
It was actually my uncle's, but when he died, I passed on to me. But
the drawing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the drawing. Mm-hmm. I want to say they run 800.
Yeah, that's a lot more. What caliber is it?
9mm, the drawing.
It's a 9mm pencil.
What size drawing bullets go in there? Are they hollow point drawings?
Yes.
And he was impressed with the gun?
Yes, because this particular drawing has no thumb safety on it, which is what police look for.
My clock doesn't have a thumb safety. In fact, it doesn't really have much of anything. It's got that. Well, look, see, you have to know what I'm talking about, right? The center of the trigger.
Oh, okay.
It's got a little extension that you have to depress and then pull the trigger.
Gotcha.
So you can't accidentally pull it from the side. And that's about the only safety that you've got on a clock, short of not shooting yourself.
Which you have not done, so it's clearly a safe feature.
So they didn't have time for you to qualify?
No, they usually qualify during the week, and I didn't want to qualify without you guys, kind of.
Well, I thought we were all going to take the class together.
I kind of wanted to do it through a legitimate...
Where did you think we were going to go?
I don't know.
Well, you think the
Tyrone's House of Pistol Whipping?
Yeah, that place.
Yeah, we can't really teach you the pistol whipping part here at the Frisco Gun Club.
Oh.
That's something that we subcontract out.
See, that's the problem with classy places.
How long was the course?
The course was about 4.5, at the very most 5.
Okay. And qualifying won't take long.
Qualifying won't. They said maybe a half hour to an hour and a half at the very most.
It must be busy.
It was pretty busy. When I went there, there was a birthday party happening there.
Yeah, that's where I always take my kids.
It's a nice place.
Shoot the tail off the donkey. Real one?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I can't even explain how they do the pinata thing. No, seriously, eat all this candy.
And everyone's favorite, kill the clown.
Yeah, in this game, the clown don't come back. Come back up. I know some of them are listeners because the Frisco Gun Club is the one that donated money to the foundation for the $15,000 of advertising. Yes. Most of them listeners?
Both the manager, the guy that ran the course, was a listener, and the cop that helped me practice qualifying afterwards. We're both listeners.
Okay.
What about the chef? Is the chef a listener?
I didn't meet the chef.
They got food?
Yes, well, they have a full restaurant, full bar. They have a little cafe there, too.
Yeah, people actually have date night there.
Like what kind of food?
They have gourmet stuff, like fancy, good stuff.
Do they have cheese platters?
I sincerely doubt they wouldn't have a variety of cheese platters.
Yep, I'm going to bet that they do. Probably a meat slash cheese board charcuterie.
I would guess the popular type would be the Swiss cheese.
I would think so.
Mm-hmm. Well, they bring in a special Dallas officer.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
He puts the cheese on his foot.
Man, you were just determined to get me in trouble.
It's a signature thing.
In fact, we think he owns a trademark on it. It's like the Ready to Rumble. You can't say that without paying it.
That's true.
Same thing with Swiss cheese now. We think he owns it.
He should. Especially if you use it in a riddled with bullets sense.
And then afterwards, because the hole in his foot is so big that he shot himself.
He didn't shoot himself in the foot.
He's able to take slides and put them into that hole and do a give a show.
Oh,
projector
God.
Type thing.
At some point.
Props is put up.
He finally got down. Okay.
He needs to just text you, not me, because I don't do this.
Give him my number. Everybody else, DPD and Fort Worth and whatever has my number, I don't care. He's an officer that was shot in the line of duty. He knows that all of these jokes come from ridicule.
Yes, he does. He knows that all too well.
Okay. So I'm going back to your flash. Did they go through the whole stance thing with you? Because I don't believe any longer it's just the hold your arms, you know, out. You know, you've got a gun in your, let's say, your right hand,
mm-hmm.
and you put it in your palm, your left hand. They still do that, or is there something different now?
No, there's new versions of it now. That one is the one that I learned first when I first started shooting. But now there's like a modified Weaver, I think is what it's called, where you have one hand, yeah. like, say, your right hand.
Yeah.
You cup it with your left hand in front.
Yeah.
And you take your left thumb.
Yeah.
And you're kind of pushing against
your other left.
My left thumb?
Yeah.
Oh, push it against the
Almost like the slide.
That far back?
Or
that far up?
Yeah. Way up.
Well, what if I'm using a revolver?
If you're using a revolver,
seems like I would get my thumb caught.
Yeah, it would.
Well, then if it's a revolver, you just stick your tongue in there with the chamber.
Mm-hmm. The only reason I ask is Chuck, our band manager, who goes to the gun range every weekend.
Mm-hmm.
He's got to shoot something different, and he's going through tactical training. I don't know what he's preparing for. He likes guns, and I don't know, over the past couple of years, he's got into the tactical aspect, but he still doesn't come off as odd as Rob, our former producer.
No, Chuck's not going to be on an episode of Doomsday Preppers anytime soon, but... You're right. It's odd because he's been a musician all his life, and all of a sudden he's just like, I love guns now.
Well, he's had guns, but he's never really been into the tactical aspect. Well, you have to turn like this. Whoa. I thought you turned sideways so there's less of a torso to hit. Well, when you're wearing the bulletproof vest, it could go in the side. Well, I'm a citizen. I'm not wearing a bulletproof vest. He mm-hmm. goes, you should probably turn sideways then. Well, I'm interested to go out there then.
They had me running through a couple of, or at least one, tactical training scenarios that Chuck does
uh-huh.
called the Mozambique.
Okay.
It's apparently two rounds in the chest, one in the head, and it's fast.
Did it hurt?
No. I didn't get shot.
Oh. Well, I'm sorry. That's the way you made it sound.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the ones that I know Chuck has told us all about him competing with.
What'd you say? Two in the what?
Two in the chest.
Yeah.
One in the head.
Okay. And the reason for that is what?
There's some story they tell about some guy in Mozambique who was clearing a building and popped around a corner. There was some dude standing there, and he just kind of reacted real quick, and then that's what he ended up with.
Is that better than just three in the chest?
Supposedly.
What if I'm lucky enough to shoot him a couple of times in the hole?
That'll do good, too.
Mm-hmm. Man.
Ooh. Two in the stink.
Oh, man.
They also have tactical stuff, right?
Yes, they do.
Like, all of it's legal?
Yes, all legal. They have guns there that you can rent.
And, like, take home for the weekend?
No, no, like to fire on the range.
Oh.
Yeah, this here is our loaner AR.
Do you have training? Think so. What, guns are pretty much just, they're truly plug and play.
Mm-hmm. How much is the insurance?
Yeah. Is it just the $12? Because I'm going to take that out. Does that cover anybody I shoot or just damage the gun?
Can I get a different one? This one says overheat.
Clo must have been using this one. Okay. I wish we could just take our CHL classes together. I mean, that way you know, just say, hey.
Oh, you mean like just us in the class?
Yeah, well, Alfie doesn't have to take it now because he went without us.
Yeah, he did. And then he's like, oh, look, I had such a great time.
But you didn't qualify, so you ain't got no license yet.
No, not yet.
I think when you go back and qualify, you should take Kenzie.
I should. She said she's a good shot.
She says a lot of things.
We can find out.
I don't want to find out in person. I'd rather just see video or hear of it.
I wouldn't let her shoot a BB gun in this studio. You think I'm going to go to a gun range with her?
They're safe. There's bulletproof glass in between each of the lanes.
I don't doubt Frisco Gun Club safety. It's Kinsey that we're concerned with.
Yeah, she would find a way.
Mm-hmm.
I think my gun like jammed. Should I blur in it?
Oh, my
Jeez.
God.
Woo.
What's the VIP area like?
The VIP area is nice. They have, I think it's like 5 or 6 separate lanes apart from everyone else,
mm-hmm.
and it leads directly into the restaurant,
yeah.
though you can't take any guns in there. They have somebody...
Hey, man! This burger is undercooked!
That's probably why they can't take the guns back there. Can I pick my own cow?
Yeah, just go out in the back.
Is it like a full bar or just like beer and wine?
I think it might be a full bar. I'm not.
They have alcohol?
Yes. They give you a wristband as soon as you get on the lane. And as soon as you have a single drink, they cut that wristband off.
Oh. How long before they let you get it back?
I don't think you're supposed to until you leave and then come back.
Can I just walk out and come back in?
Yeah. No. Like,
what if I put on a different shirt?
Well, you can't purposely try and fool them.
Very clean facilities.
Very clean. They have a VIP concierge there who is bringing you new targets, who's actively sweeping away your brass as you're shooting.
As I'm shooting?
As you're shooting.
So like some guy in a little, like at the golf range?
No.
Driving around and with bulletproof glass.
I was thinking more like the guy at the restaurant with the little breadcrumb thing.
No, I'm thinking about the golf.
Yeah, the guy.
Of course, the guy driving around that picks up the balls.
Yeah.
All right, it's the guy. Everyone aim for the guy. Ha, I got him.
Because you know golfers do it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
There's a guy in the brass pickup car. Damn, that is bulletproof.
Give me my .357.
Damn, but we ate up this whole segment. They... they owe me something.
I think they just got more than their money's worth.
Any more audio? Anything else happened yesterday? You guys really seem to be quite silent about yesterday. Anything bad? I expected it to be clumsy. It's like if I, all of a sudden, first of all, I can't run the computer that handles all the commercials. I have no idea how to start, stop that, whatever.
I don't either. That was a Clo thing. And Alfie, if Chloe needed help.
So if I were to sit in somebody else's spot, it would be clumsy. I'd forgotten how I'd never had to screen phone calls. Well, yeah, I did. When I was doing music radio, you had to screen your own calls because you would record them.
But, that was one of my favorite parts.
But on Monday. Damn, taking them live.
Mm-hmm. That's a scary deal.
Oh. Hey. It was a guy. Oh, yeah.
The Luke.
Yeah. I got a Luke Bryan impersonation I like to do.
Oh, boy.
Listen.
That was it. He just farted into the phone.
Oh, God.
Yeah, no lie. That was it. And Russ gave him a fair chance and waited to see if that was it. That was it.
You were waiting for more? Surely that can't be it.
And that Barb, that nutty Barb chick made it through.
Oh, God.
I popped the delay once I realized who it was. She didn't say it. She didn't swear, but I didn't want her on the air.
Yeah.
I think still probably a couple of seconds. She made it on for a couple of seconds. After I hung up, I thought, you know, that was my prime opportunity.
Yeah.
I could have just had it out right then and there. Stop calling this show. Stop calling me. Stop Well, she can't email me because I blocked everything. And then she went to try to texting from her phone. And I blocked that. So everything goes in junk. I don't see anything.
Good.
And when I check my voicemail, the days that I do go back to my office, since I recognize her voice, it's just *3.
Delete.
I couldn't give a rat's ass. I'm on fire. You're the last person on the planet with piss.
Let me burn. Make me into bacon.
I'm just afraid yesterday I would have gone too far on the air.
No, not enough delay. There's you could have quadrupled that.
But that would have been a prime opportunity since I'm never going to call her.
No, you're not.
And I forgot that Alfie had said she still calls and tries to get through.
How often does she try to call and get through?
Maybe once every 2 months.
Wow.
I guess since she knew I had no call screener and I was having to raw dog the phones, this is my big chance. She started out with, I want to wish a happy birthday, and that's when I cut it. The instant I recognized her voice, that's all she got out. And I asked Chloe, I think that was that nutty Barb chick, so I popped the delay. I still think maybe one word got out, which pisses me off. So everything else went okay?
Yeah. I mean, there was the part where I had to, you know, pay Chloe so that he could actually talk on the air because you told him not to. Because the whole idea of it was you had to do a show with Chloe on Monday, and it was supposed to be me do a show with Alfie. And so Chloe said he couldn't speak on the air because you told him not to.
I thought you guys said he talked.
He did. I had to give him $20. I gave him $20, and then he opened up. He was fine.
I didn't tell him not to talk on Tuesday.
Huh? Chloe?
What?
What do you mean, what? Did Russ tell you not to talk yesterday or not?
I don't remember.
Give me my money!
He did, at one time.
Did you?
Me?
Yes.
Why would... No.
I believe Russ. Give me my money. You lying little...
You made me swear.
Hey, I was here both days.
I didn't make any difference. I didn't tell you not to talk yesterday. The whole idea was to see how the show would go off without me. I expected it to go fine.
Give me my $20.
Who brought this up?
You did. When you said...
It's a good scam. I should have shut up.
Damn.
Give me my money.
Charge some $20 to talk.
It's gone.
What do you mean it's gone?
I spent it.
Well, give me what you got on you. I want my money back. You lying. I don't know what I'm more mad about. The fact that it's $20 or I got tricked by Chloe. Seriously, give me my money.
Give me
your wallet.
I'm telling you, there's three new bottles of vodka up here. He ain't got $20. What a perfect scam. Damn it. All right, next time you don't talk until they give you. You talked for 4 hours for $20? What kind of dumb deal is that?
Hey, I was just looking for something. I was like,
you got it.
I know I should have asked for more, but 20. I was like, oh, he's going to give me $20.
You should have asked for $20 a segment.
I wasn't going to push it.
Jerk.
Russ said, I can't help it unless you play with my asshole and give me $20.
How about just the $20? Really?
Sorry, man.
Did you guys do a live spot with Rodney Anderson?
Oh, yeah. I should probably go get that for you.
Because there's a guy sitting on hold who says, how come you guys aren't telling me about Rodney?
Oh. I had a feeling Rodney would tell you when you talked to him today.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're late again, aren't we?
Yeah.
Mm, okay. We'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
.439, another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Let's get started off in Dallas. Westbound 635, right at the High 5. The right lane of the ramp to go northbound is blocked due to a single vehicle that was spun out there. Traffic's a little slow going through there. In Denton, northbound I-35, you're right at State School Road. Road construction there still has that, has pretty much everything shut down. Traffic is being forced to exit on State School. There is parts of 35 that are falling down onto State School. They're doing emergency bridge repair there. Just avoid that area if you can. And finally, in Fort Worth, northbound 35W, right at Spur 280, got an accident there. It's in the clearing stages. Traffic there is backed up, back in the Fort Worth Mixmaster. Never miss a moment of the show by subscribing to the Russ Martin Show audio and video archives today at russmartin.fm. Proceeds benefit the RMS Listeners Foundation. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
From the Staples Weather Center, weather brought to you by KTXA 21. A few clouds tonight, 28 for a low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and a high of 39. Right now, 50 degrees and 97.1 the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
It takes a special breed to be a truck driving man. The steady hand, the bullet low behind. Big wheels rolling. Big wheels rolling, moving on.
What's a face?
Is this the cover version that you mentioned earlier, or is this still Merle?
It's still Merle.
He really gets on that. I like when you did the Bahia-yai thing, mm-hmm. I thought that was just you doing it. I didn't know he really did it that bad.
No. Going on the road is a Merle impersonator when he dies.
Okay. I'm glad you finally found your calling.
That was part of one of the dreams I had, just wake up dream, wake up, another weird dream. You know, having sex with the, you know, this chick. And where was it? For whatever reason, it was a house that I used to live on on Connor Drive in Pleasant Grove when I was a kid. Dr. Thornton will not be able to evaluate any of this.
No. I think he's even said before, you've asked him to try to interpret your dreams, and he said that's not something he's really versed in.
And then I'm sick. I sang so loud in my dream, I woke myself up.
Oh.
And you know what I'm singing.
Yeah. Now, do you think you were actually singing in your sleep?
I had to be. Otherwise, I wouldn't have woken up.
Okay, just asking. I wasn't there.
You ever talked in your sleep?
Oh, I've done it all the time.
And wake yourself up?
Yes. Oh, yes. Yeah.
Same concept. But I can't hit the lows like Merle.
He's a rare breed.
Even in your dreams, you can't hit it.
Yeah.
Damn.
I'm just glad I didn't have dreams about effing Merle.
You think maybe that would have broken you of your...
They'd have done one of two things.
Oh, no.
But I can't get that low. I can't get low at all. But it gets to that hand part.
Yeah.
And then high-eyed. Here's another bumper. Listen when he hits hand.
We're okay. Back to the Russ Martin Show.
It takes a special breed to be a truck driving man. The steady hand, the bullet low behind. Big wheels rolling. Big wheels rolling.
That is a hell of a drop.
Hang on. What's his name? Rob? Roy? It's about to play.
Big wheels rolling, moving on. All right, Roy.
We'll be right back.
Everybody starts clapping. Man, that's some good truck driving sound and stuff.
I'm going to go drive a truck now.
That clip's from that. I found that. I forget where. That was from like the mid-70s. Just slightly different mix. Roy, who's still with his band, you look at his concerts now.
Uh-huh.
Roy is bigger than a few Roys.
Has time not been so kind to Roy?
Roy, he looks young, but he's a lot of Roy.
Big old Roy.
And he plays that riff like, yeah, I've been doing this for 40 years. What you want? It's just like that. He looks back at Merle when he's in and goes,
really, we're still saying this?
Yeah.
Yeah, because he's probably back there just hanging out in the band. He's like, when's Merle going to get some new moves? Maybe some new lines during the show. And instead of, hey, maybe, play it, Roy.
Yeah, write a new song.
Uh-huh.
Don't just always throw it at me, go, play it, Roy. All right.
Change it up a little bit. Why don't you try kick it one time, Roy?
Something for my homies.
It takes a special breed to be a truck driving man. A steady hand, a bullet low behind.
Sorry, Roy, don't get his big moment again.
Poor Roy. Always having to live in Merle's shadow.
Are we? No, it ain't that way now.
So he's made up for it.
I don't have to live in his shadow if I could weigh 400 pounds.
Let that little man live in mine.
Are we still looking at going at that new venue that's, what is it, the Junkyard or Lumberyard or whatever where Merle's playing?
I don't remember who. Was it Chloe? Well,
Chloe found it.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, a place called the Lumberyard. I don't know what's up with the place up north, the casino thing.
Well, which one are we going? The casino? I thought the casino was sold out.
I don't know. What's the deal, Alf?
The casino sold out, but we've got somebody who supposedly is part of Merle's tour that I've gotten in contact with. We'll see if he can come through. But
to let us see him where?
In Oklahoma.
That'd be a lot closer.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, we have to cross the state line.
Yeah.
Well, that's a man act.
Not if you're not transporting illegal goods.
Oh.
I think if you just go across it, you're fine. It happens on a daily basis.
We don't have any Clear Channel stations in Oklahoma? Or was Clear Channel smart enough not to mess with it? Hey, we're giving away free radio stations in Oklahoma.
Yeah, keep them.
Yeah, keep them for yourself.
I heard a focus on Texas.
Sounds nice.
I think we decided to be more curious about Arkansas.
Well, I don't want to go to one of these Merle things and all him do is and him not do big wheels.
I agree. I'm with you there. We got to make sure that he does big wheels.
But you can't exactly tell an icon of country music, hey, play this song.
We are the only rock station on this planet, in this universe, that plays Merle Haggard. That old mother better do big wheels. And it's Buck Owens impersonation.
Yeah, well,
or some shit's gonna fly. What?
Yeah, because even Merle said himself, he still get those requests.
And he said that probably because he's tired of it, because he's been doing this for decades, and people still want him to dance around like the country monkey.
Well, then don't go out and perform if you don't want to be the country monkey. I want to at least hear Moving On 3 or 4 times during the concert, or I'm not going.
See, that's the other problem. Even if he does,
how many other
your
rock
song
stations do you think are promoting Merle Haggard tour dates? I don't even know when the next rock concert is coming through Dallas-Fort Worth.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Didn't Skull have some big announcement this morning?
Oh, yeah. I don't know who it was, though.
See? But we know that Merle's playing at one of casino places.
And in a place called the Lumberyard.
But we have no idea what tickets we're giving away. Man, I hope Don Davis gives me the heads up the day he beats my ass, at least so I can just be drunk.
I know. I really want to know who was the big concert announcement this morning.
It was Slash.
I know she was the one that was going to tell us.
Yeah.
No. The concert announcement was Slash.
Oh, okay. I thought you were referring to Cindy.
Let's see what you did there.
See?
Uh-huh.
You went blue.
You did. I'm proud of you.
Okay. What was this thing with the Rodney commercial?
He was just excited. Cut 12 on my flash.
Oof. Got it.
Yeah.
All right. Rodney, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
How's it going, Rodney Anderson?
Man, this might be the greatest spot ever without Russ. Let's kick some ass on this spot, okay?
What time is his spot today?
It is 2 breaks from now.
Okay. I'm going to f*** him up.
I had a feeling you would.
Let him go over every day. Every day. One day would technically cover all the spots he should get in a week.
Mm-hmm.
But he's got a slam on me. Won't even get me laid with that Amy Hoffenmauthofer.
Vanderhoff.
Who?
Amy Vanderhoff.
Oh.
That's the girl that's his co-host on his radio show. Yeah.
But he wants to bag on me.
I told him not to.
And I've been to, yeah, sure. I got to turn the mics off for this. This is going to be quick. And I've done him plenty of favors.
Yeah. That was very big of you.
And I could have. And it ain't like I was the only one. Alfie, you have no idea what I said to you?
I hope.
Are you guessing?
I'm guessing.
But you couldn't hear anything?
Oh, no.
Okay, good.
All right. Rodney, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
How's it going, Rodney Anderson?
Man, this might be the greatest spot ever without Russ. Let's kick some ass on this spot, okay?
You got it, Rodney. Anderson from Supreme Lending did my mortgage, did Russ's mortgage, did...
Well, we appreciate that, Dan, and everything's moved smoothly. We're here until 7 tonight. We can get people pre-approved, and if you're thinking about refinancing, we can talk about that. 1-800-EXPRESS. You can go to RodneyAnderson.com, and I'm glad you guys are doing a show without Russ today. Today is the best day of my Russ Martin career.
Wow. All right. Thanks, Rodney.
Thanks, man.
Supreme Lending is an equal housing lender, NMLS.
Did he even talk about lending?
He did in the middle. Alfie we just cut that part out.
Oh. How long was the spot?
I don't know. It was like, what, 4?
It was at least...
Two minutes.
Yeah, 2.5 maybe at the most.
And the reason, I just want to point out, I was laughing so hard is because I was like, oh, I can't wait till tomorrow. I mean, the day after. Because when Russ calls Rodney, oh, God.
No, you were laughing because you thought Rodney was hysterical. You told me that yesterday.
No.
Yeah, you did. You wrote it on that $20 that I gave you.
What a perfect scam. And I blew it. I'm sorry, Chloe. Damn. Russ said, I can't talk unless you give me $20.
That's almost exactly what he said. And the worst part is it's so damn believable because that's something you would do.
I didn't think about it until I got up Tuesday. I went, yeah, I feel drained. You know what? That'll be a good sequel. Let them do the show, which is them. And then everybody appreciates everybody else's job.
Yeah.
I appreciate the fact now that the fact I can't go, okay, I'm out of stuff. I'll go to Dan, who will have audio. Somebody I can bounce off of. Didn't have that. Alfie sending me instant messages. Hey, here's a funny line, or here's information on this. It's just Chloe and me. So, did you guys learn anything yesterday?
No, not really. Yes, of course we did. It's extremely stressful when you've got to run the show and you have to be in control of so many different things all at the same time. The good thing is that you have embraced that the show doesn't have to be slick.
See, that's not a good excuse to be clumsy on the air.
Well, no. But like Chloe said, by the end of the show, we pretty much had gotten smooth as far as a transition from, Alfie does traffic, to me doing weather, then back into show.
Okay. And you guys didn't have to use this sound effect box that I have over here? Well, with all the stuff on it, the... Because this is just a... I call it a box. It's actually called a instant replay. And you can load, like, I don't know, 500 sound effects in it. And you just have to remember what you call the sound effect so you can hit find. Like, say I wanted the Rocky theme.
Mm-hmm.
I could just hit find rock. And then I get... So I should have left instructions of if you want traffic, you just hit the find, traffic.
Played that one.
Use my Dallas bed.
Alfie did it.
No.
It's your bumper. You said you won the Dallas theme.
No, I did not.
And Chloe got Simon and Simon.
And the Rockford.
Yeah, Alfie also got his Rockford theme.
You played Rockford on your own.
You wanted it.
Just because I won it doesn't mean you played it.
You guys know this is a bunch of sound bites. You wanted it. Just because you played it didn't mean I didn't want it. I should. You understand how to work this now?
Yeah. We actually did use it just for traffic beds. Since I'm not used to it, I'm not used to actually thinking like, oh yeah, I can play fart noises. I did do a couple of beeps though on your other machine.
Use my swear machine.
Only like once. And then Chloe and Alfie did it too.
How many times you use my swear machine?
I was like five. It was Chloe and Alfie.
You used it five times in 4 hours.
Chloe and Alfie did it.
What the could you have to say in 4 hours to cuss?
We were playing with it. Dad was away and he left the gun safe unlocked.
Yeah, and I couldn't be fortunate to come home to three dead bodies.
Sorry, we all survived.
Yeah, we fixed everything, put everything back the way it was.
Yeah.
You'll never know.
Filled the liquor bottle up with water.
Mm-hmm. We drank one of his wine coolers, but we rearranged the bottles. Well, you know there's only four in there originally. Yeah, but we took one out and turned the carton around.
Mm-hmm. He ain't going to notice.
Wine cooler.
Can't wait for the day if Dad leaves. I'm gonna drink his bottles and James.
So, when I die, you guys got this handle?
No.
Well, you should.
Well, it's the Russ Martin Show. The treehouse is complete when Russ Martin is in it.
Well, the people from Craddock were able to carry it on because David obviously taught them well.
Mm-hmm.
They obviously had meetings after the show. Our meetings after the show. Hey, I'm going home. You need anything else, boss? What?
Yeah, he's drunk. He's not going to remember any of this. Let's all just leave.
Did Claude leave yet? Yeah, he's already checked with you. That is him. Well, he said he did.
Mm-hmm.
He gave me $20 to say he did.
Yeah, the show's very big into profiteering.
Are we late again?
Yeah, we could break.
Do we have a couple minutes?
Yeah.
Alfie, any decent calls today? Because I know we didn't get any Monday.
Guy on line four has, I guess, trying to rat us out.
Okay.
Well, why are you putting him through?
What's his name?
I didn't get his name.
His name's A-hole.
What's your name, dude?
Mike.
Go ahead, Mike.
Defrosted Jim Beam bottles.
The what?
The Frosted Jim Beam bottles, the ones that had like Boss Man and Old Roy and stuff on them.
Yeah.
Does he know about them yet?
No. Somebody.
Oh, yeah.
What do you mean frosted? Cooled?
No, I mean like blunt, like when you sandblast glass.
Oh, like etched.
They have logos on them.
Oh. Thank you.
What do you mean thank you? Like you found out something.
Somebody bring up a bunch of alcohol. Why they bring up alcohol on the day I'm not here?
Luck? It was a whole box of stuff.
Of what?
Liquor, skull.
I'm surprised.
Cork bottles, cigarettes.
Cigarettes?
And money. Well, for Kinsey.
Are she smoking again?
She never stopped.
I don't think she ever stopped.
I think she told her mom she stopped.
Rut-row. Most of you guys, she's got a free pack waiting on her up here.
Just a free pack or a carton?
It's just a pack.
Oh.
But they're 100, so it'll take her a while to, you know, go through them.
I've never seen her smoke. I wonder what she looks like. I bet it's something retarded, like she smokes like this. There's no way to explain that on the air.
I don't think you should. Just let the imagination fill in that blank.
Because most people look cool when they smoke.
Yeah.
Especially guys.
And that's kind of the general idea. That's usually how you get started in the first place. I would look cool.
Almost like she's got a hook in her lip.
Yeah. I smoke this. I call it fish hook style. I'm guessing she didn't come in yesterday.
No.
No.
Well, the roads weren't bad. I could have made it in. I just didn't want
to. There was something to do with a squirrel slipping somewhere, and she thought it was too dangerous.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what was it? And then we'll break. Well, the text I got from Dan when we were deciding we were going to come in Monday at all.
Oh, yeah.
Dan just said, a squirrel just fell off my house.
That was the coolest thing I've ever seen. I was looking inside on the couch. I'm comfy, and I just yelled through the window, slippery, ain't it?
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
507, this is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ Eagle. Traffic brought to you by KTXA 21. All right, hold on going on. Let's get started off in Dallas, southbound I-35, right at Woodall Rogers. Got a stalled out 18-wheeler blocking the left lane of the ramp there. Traffic goes backed up back from the Market Center. Also in Dallas, westbound Woodall Rogers, right at Field Street, got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic is backed up back from 75. In Denton, northbound I-35, right at State School Road. Road construction there has the right lane shut down. Right now, traffic is completely stopped back to Hundley Drive. There's a big hole in the right lane. They're probably going to have it closed until midnight. If you can avoid it, take another route. And now it's about a 75-minute delay through. Just avoid that area altogether. And finally, in Fort Worth, northbound 35W, right at Spur 280, got an accident there. It's in the clearing stages. That has traffic backed up back from the Fort Worth Mixmaster. If you see an accident out there, call the Allstate Traffic Tip Line. Phone number is 214-866-8888. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by the Don Davis Auto Group. Tonight, clouds in the sky and a low of 28. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and a high of 39. Right now, 50 degrees at 97.1, the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Speed on everything that's gone on the last few days, Dr. Thornton?
Not totally. I know that you did you came in on Monday because and did the show with Chloe.
Alfie and Dan couldn't make it in. They were iced in.
Yeah.
All right, so yesterday I let Dan do the show with Chloe and Alfie.
All right.
Wow, he's so giving.
And how much notice did you have on that one, Dan?
About a couple hours.
Oh, okay.
Well, the good thing was that I was already here, so I was getting ready for a show anyway.
Okay, yeah. How did it go?
Either they're leaving something out or it went fine. Mm-hmm. No complaints from listeners. Captain Howard, formerly of the Dallas Sheriff's Department, felt so bad he gave him $100 mm-hmm. for the foundation.
And then a few other people pitched in as well with some sympathy cash.
Cool.
Yeah, I didn't even count the $200 that Billy the Kid.
Mm-hmm. What? That was just his throwdown money in his wallet. He just said, here, take this.
Did he say it was for you guys, or did he say it was for the foundation?
I think he said it was for the foundation.
Yes.
He said he'd been meaning to donate for a while.
Oh.
So he just took out, you know,
a couple hundred dollars in case you need Chloe to talk more. Because Chloe pulled a scam on Dan, going, Russ said I couldn't talk. I can for $20.
Did you collect?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he collected. Son of a bitch stole my money.
And he's still standing. It's amazing.
I'm mad, but I have to respect it a little bit because that's...
It's a perfect scam.
It really is. Yeah. Because it's believable because it made perfect sense. That's something Russ would do.
Yeah.
Why is Billy running around with $100 bills in his pocket?
I think he just took out the two smallest bills in his wallet and gave them to us. He's got extra money from somewhere. I'm not sure. I think he's selling drugs.
You think it's the payola?
That's probably it as well.
Because mm-hmm. payola, they always give you the money in cash.
Yeah, that would keep it under the table.
Well, yeah, you can't have a paper trail. You can't go, hey, oh God, I can't use the real record company's name. K-Tel Records.
There you go.
Yeah, but here, Billy the Kid, you know, $500 for playing Knocked Three Times by Tony Orlando and Dawn.
Jeez.
Because I very seldom have any cash. The only reason I got cash in my wallet is sold a bunch of furniture, theater seating out of my garage.
Oh, nice.
So I could get the cars in there.
Ah, yes. Rich people problems.
And then when I buy a house with another theater in it, then I'll just go back to Star Power and buy some more. That's the only reason I've got any cash in my wallet.
Yeah. So did you do that through Craigslist or?
Actually, I had David, my pool guy.
Oh.
Because he's there every Tuesday. I went to take a picture of the furniture, put it on, I think he did it eBay. I went, you know, take 10%. And 5 days, it was gone.
Nice.
So that's why I got cash in my wallet. After the show Monday, because I felt like Chloe and I had achieved something, I gave him $100. So you got off easy, Slick.
Apparently. Yeah, I think,
but Chloe didn't hold me hostage. I'm not talking unless you pay me.
Yeah, no, that he pulls with me.
I don't remember a lot of Monday either. People were asking me, what happened? And I was really trying to remember what happened. Because there's a big segment there. I was like, what else?
Oh, I got to pay attention. I got to react when Russ talks to me now. I actually talked to you a couple of times, Dan, and obviously we had dead air. And on the video stream, I cut to the empty chair.
You didn't get any audio.
Thank you. I oddly take that as a compliment. Dan, what do you think? Oh, it's so sad.
So the two of us, Chloe and me, ran everything. Had to do, no, Alfie did traffic from the house.
Yeah,
you guys couldn't even turn on the video stream.
Alfie did say that that the heads up to his traffic reports got shorter and shorter as the show went on, most likely due to the alcohol consumption.
Well, when we go into a commercial break, you know, traffic's coming up. Even the listeners know that.
That is true.
My guess, Alfie was doing some weird crap with his toenails and rubbing stuff on his face again. Like the one night that I wanted to, I went, hey, let's, space face, whatever it's called.
FaceTime.
No, let's not do that. We're texting. I went, why not? It's not a good time.
It's a little too intrusive.
I went, are you doing weird, nasty right now? No. Why can't we FaceTime if you ain't doing no nasty, weird? It's not a good time. So either he had one of his photo sessions going on with, I mean, he says this, oh, I never do any, none of the sessions have any nudity.
Oh, bullshit.
Okay, maybe once with the monkey. And I only felt it was an obligation because it was a macaque.
Yeah, at that point you kind of have to.
So I had to do the full monkey spread.
Yeah, the monkey do the Burt Reynolds.
Yeah, where he just had his arm over his monkey weenie. It's sad both you and I know that pose.
Yeah, it is. It really is a sad, sad thing. I couldn't have said some Marilyn Monroe pose or anything. No, no, got to go with the...
Yeah, the monkey standing over this great blowing wind up in a white dress.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to hold it down. Oh, don't look at my monkey pussy.
Oh, what an accident.
So what did you do most of the day Monday, Alfie, between traffic?
I was going through photos. I was listening, too, but I would wait until Chloe texted because I didn't want to be, you know, bothering you guys during breaks or hanging on hold throughout the whole time.
Yeah, you don't want to get paid for doing nothing. Or for doing something.
But I was editing photos.
Editing how? You mean like with scissors and then you mail them off to the chick?
No.
I still love you.
Send one to the family in a request is what he calls it. The rest of the world knows it as a ransom.
Is that what you were doing?
No, I was editing.
Cutting out pictures of chicks and putting them up on a board like the Joker did in Batman 89.
No, I was going through digital.
Mm. Is that a lot quicker with ransom photos?
It is.
Mm. You actually put the text on the photo without having to cut out each individual letter. So much so that it actually has the font for it.
So what were you doing tonight that you didn't want to FaceTime me?
I was cutting my toenails and watching Chinese kung fu movies.
So why would you think I wouldn't want to see that?
Because it's gross. I'm sitting there.
Say you couldn't stop clipping your toe. How long are they? Is it some once you start, you can't stop? Do they grow so fast? Is it like painting the Golden Gate Bridge?
No, it's just I was in the middle of doing that.
That's actually a good question, because a lot of times in those kung fu movies, the master, I've seen a couple, the master of the movie's got like really long nails. So maybe he was having a theme night.
Man, I'm glad I wasn't here yesterday. What? But you couldn't have stopped all that and just FaceTime me once.
Well, no, you were wanting to FaceTime right then and there.
And you couldn't stop.
I was in the middle of it. And I don't want to stop, because then otherwise if I forget about it or put it off or something.
Did you have your hair in curlers?
No, I didn't have my hair in curlers.
Because then you like to use chicken bones for rollers.
Oh, my God.
So nobody ever catches you. Hey, what's all this? You rolling your hair? No, I had chicken last night.
That's pretty crafty.
He's got curlers. Yeah, because it had to be something, a visual thing, you know, you didn't want Russ to see.
Yeah, because I just said, well, hold the phone up close to your face, so whatever else is going on, I won't be able to see. Yeah, I can't really do that. Which means there was something all over his face.
Mm-hmm. Did your GIMP mask get stuck?
No, I don't have a GIMP mask.
What happened to it?
That's a good question.
That's always a good standby.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't have a GIMP mask. You sell it?
Did you give that to David to put on eBay?
You outgrow the ball? You had to be doing something odd.
It wasn't anything odd. I just didn't want to. I was at home in bed, clipping my toenails, watching Kung Fu.
So I wasn't important enough to FaceTime.
No, I.
What were you doing? Because I know some weekends you like to do the, what do they call it, cosplay?
Yes.
Yeah.
Look at you.
You doing the cosplay where you were Al Jolson?
Hmm? Alfie, that's some next level cosplay. I think if there was an Oscars for LARPing, I think you'd win it.
Yeah, I don't know what LARPing is, but I think Dan's right.
Live action role play.
Did you get your stuck in your face? Or were there slap marks up against your face where I could tell it was a... No, you slap yourself in your face with your own...
Oh, I know what it was. He was making his gagging videos again.
Ray, what do you gag on?
I don't make...
And that's the reason why, because you would think, oh, he can hide that, just take it out. But no, he's true to life. He puts the mascara on, so it's running down his face.
Oh. You're talking about super gagging.
Mm-hmm.
Do you cry when you gag?
I don't know what y'all are talking about.
Yes, you do.
The fish hooks.
Did you have fish hooks?
No, there were no fish hooks anywhere.
Well, why were you crying?
I wasn't crying.
Well, Dan said your mascara was running.
Dan don't know.
You've told us all about this. You've always said this is my, you know, my way out.
Or was it your carry night where your mascara runs and you pour pig's blood over your head? Okay.
That's sick.
You want a piece of this, Dr. Thornton?
No, I'm good.
Okay. You guys are lucky I chose yesterday and not today.
Why?
Then you'd have been stuck with him.
Yeah.
Man, that'd have been tough.
I was really hoping Kenzie was going to make it in yesterday.
I was hopeful. Mm-hmm. She really was. I think Chloe had said that she basically gave every type of excuse there was to not come in.
Yeah, because I told her where I was going that day and where I had been. And she told me a little story, something about somebody that she knows almost wrecked.
I heard they're like wrecks on the road.
Yes.
And the road isn't as grippy as it normally is. Plus, I keep waking up with that olive in my eyeball.
Olive?
Yes. I don't know. It seems to be a recurring problem that I use quite a bit.
Was it a green or a black olive?
It's just a pit.
Mm.
But it still has that sharp wooden sticky thing.
Ah.
Toothpick?
Is that what that's called? Those things scared me. Most of the times I have a flag on them so I don't eat them with my sandwich.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Had Kinsey been here yesterday, then I would have said, yeah, go ahead and run the stream.
I just find it hard to believe that Chloe and I can do a show. We can run the stream and do everything else and traffic and I screen my own phone calls.
We did that. We just didn't turn the stream on. I wanted to focus on the radio thing.
All right. Throw it back in my own face. So, nobody got any insight to what it's like to sit over here in this chair?
I think we all gained a new appreciation for it.
Is it appreciation?
Yes, I've always respected what you do.
And what is I do?
With like the whole rundown?
If you think so.
I'm not playing that game. No way. Not if I think so, crap.
I saw the news. We can either do this in the news or you can just talk about it. Or either. If you've got more audio, Keith Olbermann.
Mm-hmm.
I know you don't like him.
No, not really. I don't have audio for him because everything his latest crap is all on Twitter. He's Keith Olbermann is one of those types that he is so smug and stubborn that he has to be right in every instance. And that can be whether he's on TV in his normal environment or if he's on Twitter and someone says something negative about him, then it is the floodgates are open and he is just full bore going to try to destroy you in every way possible on Twitter.
See what he looks like. See if I recognize the face.
He started out on ESPN and I loved back in the day with...
Oh, I had no idea he looks like that. He kind of looks almost like a Dr. Drew.
In a way, yeah.
Okay. For whatever reason, I thought he was some big, fat, bald-headed guy that was just a turd.
No, that's Limbaugh.
Oh.
Now, this is the liberal turd version of Limbaugh. He started out on ESPN doing SportsCenter with Dan Patrick, and that was back in most people's opinion the heyday of SportsCenter. Everyone watched it, and it loved him. It was great. And then he got on opinion shows like on MSNBC and other networks, and he just realized at times he can be so intelligent and insightful, but he's also a smug son of a bitch.
So what'd he do? Because he was suspended or fired.
He was suspended for a week by ESPN. He's got a TV show on ESPN, and someone had sent him a link to a story about a fundraiser that Penn State students had done. Now, because of the whole Penn State situation with Sandusky and Paterno, he thinks Penn State is a joke. All of its students are a joke. Even though none of them have any affiliation with the cover-up and everything that happened at Penn State, he sees it as, you're a terrible human for going to that school.
Well, I would say, first of all, if it was a cover-up, the students wouldn't really know about it.
No. But he's saying how I can't understand
and
why it is.
Why is he revisiting the Penn State thing?
He's not revisiting it. He just never let it go in the first place. A girl had, I don't even know why the girl sent it to Keith Olbermann other than the fact that she was just pointing out, hey, Penn State's really cool because he's dogged him so much in the past. And they have their saying, which is, we are Penn State. She posted something to his Twitter saying, we are, with the link to a cancer research fundraiser where they had raised like $13 million. And Olbermann filled in the blank of the we are and responded to her saying, pitiful. And then everyone jumped on him saying, you're calling them raising money for kids for cancer is pitiful. And then he's trying to defend it, backtrack it. But he's still attacking Penn State students all along the way.
Well, if it were, who was the coach?
Paterno.
Who was the one? In the
Sandusky.
Sandusky. Had it been him going, hey, look, I raised $13 million for cancer research. Then Olbermann could have said, well, that doesn't really undo all these showers and everything else that you were convicted of.
Yeah. Yeah. It started a Twitter war between him and several Penn State supporters. Olbermann started calling people morons, telling them their Penn State degrees were worthless and other immature stuff. The other thing with Olbermann, he's a media elitist as well. He would look down on all of us because we're low lifes in radio and we're only on in one market.
Well, technically.
Well, technically he's right, but he sees it as, I have 30 minutes on ESPN. I am a god. So he's very much always, whenever he's putting someone down, he wants you to know that he is on his perch above you and you are down in the muck.
Is he just on
muck.
ESPN TV?
Yeah.
Not the radio portion?
I don't believe so.
So he's throwing at them, he's on cable.
Yes.
Okay. Just check.
And I forget, Dan, wasn't he fired from MSNBC for some kind of shenanigan like that?
I think so.
Or just being a jerk?
He was on Current TV for a while. Then that network kind of went under. They had some sort of parting of ways. The thing with him is that everyone feels that he's just constantly wearing out his welcome wherever he goes. Which makes sense when you see how he acts online towards people. And you think, this is how this guy is.
Well, why respond to it unless he wants the PR? Oh, this is going to drive my numbers up. I'm controversial. Because if somebody pisses me off on Facebook, delete, ban, done.
He will eventually do that, but he has to have the battle first.
I don't got time for battles. And the only time I'll delete somebody off Facebook or ban them, if they're slamming police or fire, that's unjustified. Oh, well, you've got people thanking cops and fire because you're just one of their sheep. Delete, ban. But first I'll send them a message, call them a sucker, and then I'll delete and ban them. So they get the message, but they can't reply.
That's true. ESPN eventually intervened and released a statement calling Keith's remarks completely inappropriate and announcing he was off the air for the rest of the week. Then the standard apology came from Keith Olbermann, in which he said, I apologize for the PSU tweets. I was stupid and childish and way less mature than the students there who did such a great fundraising job.
But he does this on a regular basis.
Yes.
Reacts inappropriately.
Yes.
Well, then this is just a PR thing. Either it was time for his week vacation,
mm-hmm.
or they just wanted to bump in the numbers. But if he does this on a regular basis and has to apologize, and ESPN says there's no place for that with our entity, then pop him. But he's got to be worth something. You can always tell when somebody does something, if they get popped immediately, they weren't really of any value.
Yeah.
Short of somebody like Imus, when he had the whole thing with the, hang on, I'll get this. Oh. Whatkus.
There you go.
That's the only reason I can remember it. And I'm not sure if Imus got his ass chewed. I don't think Sharpton was on him yet. But the next day, Imus apologized, and it was probably one of the most sincere apologies. He goes, it was stupid, it was dumb, and we're sorry.
Yep.
He didn't use the N-word like Dr. Laura.
No.
And he was complimentary of one team and not the other.
Yes.
And they were quoting from one of Spike Lee's movies. I think.
Maybe.
They were using lines out of one of, am I right, Alfie?
Yeah, I think the film is School Days.
I don't know. I don't like Spike Lee. And it's not because he's black. I just don't like him. That's one of the few times that somebody bailed on a premium talent without waiting.
Yeah, they kind of waited.
My point is, if a lot of times companies will tolerate stuff, i.e. iHeart, if you say you want to raw dog the CEO or the CFO.
Yep.
And I wouldn't mind, you know, between the two of them, I wouldn't mind being the lucky Pierre, because that's the way I feel every day that I come to work.
Is that you want?
That I'm fortunate to be here.
And that you want to get it from both ends, from the board of directors.
Yes.
See, I remember in the old days when the definition of a company man was way simpler.
You're talking about going in, working hard, and
9 to 5, on time. Yeah. Don't ever fub on your timesheet.
I think Bob Pittman enjoys the compliments. How many jocks in the Clear Channel chain do you think that has ever said, I would like to raw dog Bob Pittman?
I'm pretty sure there's a reason for that.
But how many?
One.
Thank you. And I forget the name of the CFO. Steve McCray?
McCree? Steve.
Man, if I'm gonna butt somebody, I should know their name.
I thought he was doing you.
No.
No?
Not that I'm buddies with Bob Pittman now, who's the chief executive officer.
Yeah.
If I'm going to do the CFO, I'm driving. The whole chain of command, you wouldn't understand.
Clearly.
We'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
5:39, another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Account Temps. Whole lot going on. Let's get started off in Dallas at the I-35 right at Woodall Rogers. Got a stalled out 18-wheeler blocking the left lane of the ramp there. Traffic there is backed up back from the medical district. Also in Dallas, westbound Woodall Rogers right at Field Street. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic's backed up back from 75. Let's move into Louisville, south of I-35, right at Business 121. Got a stalled 18-wheeler blocking the left lane. Traffic's backed up back from Fox Avenue. In Denton, north of I-35E, right at State School Road. Road construction there has the right lane shut down. Apparently, parts of the 35 bridge were falling down onto State School Road. They're going to have that closed until midnight while they repair it. Right now, traffic's completely stopped back from Hundley Drive. It's at least an hour delay through it. Just find another way to go home. And finally, in Fort Worth, southbound 35W right at Rosedale Street, got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic there is backed up back from North Side Drive. Never miss a moment of the show by subscribing to the Russ Martin Show audio and video archives today at russmartin.fm. Proceeds benefit the RMS Listeners Foundation. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by KTXA 21, and it's also right here in the Staples Weather Center. Fancy. Tonight, a few clouds, a low of 28. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 39. Right now, 49 degrees. At 97.1, the Eagle.
Cram it up your ass. The Russ Martin Show.
No, you didn't miss anything while you were out of the studio during Rodney's commercial.
Really?
Was I kind and courteous?
Completely to the end.
Did I say if there's, you want to get your home refinanced? You want somebody that's going to close when they say they will? There's one person. There's Rodney Anderson.
Yeah, that's all true.
And then?
And then he even taunted me. Taunted me.
He taunted you?
Said, spot was better yesterday with Dan. I went, understand. And I've let you down. I'll try harder.
No, you didn't.
He did.
Did I?
He did. Uh-huh. I swear to God. And I think it took Rodney aback.
Then he felt bad. Then, at the end, he said, we missed you yesterday.
Good.
And then that's when I called him a eating ferret.
Okay, so that happened.
So close.
Not only do you eat.
Yeah.
You also.
F them.
Yeah.
There was a guy holding on line one about the Keith Olbermann thing. Because I was curious. If you're on hold, if it's pre-delay, post-delay. Pre-delay means you hear it all.
Yep.
Post-delays, after I hit the dump. He goes, no, it's pre-delay. I can't talk no more. What did he want, Alfie?
He was saying that Olbermann's not even on regular ESPN. He's on ESPN 2.
Is ESPN 1 so big they needed a 2?
Yes.
Well, they've got, how many do they have now?
I believe 5.
Because you got 1 and 2.
ESPN Classic.
Classic.
Deportes.
Deportes. You.
What is Deportes?
So Spanish ESPN.
Oh.
ESPN Deportes.
That sounds like you're being deported.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like that'd be the first place you'd want
to
go.
It seems like it'd be Canales Cinco. Wouldn't that be right? In Canales Channel?
I don't know. I don't know for channel.
Yeah, it's channel.
All I heard was cannoli.
I thought there was an Ocho.
That's in the movie Dodgeball.
Oh.
ESPN Ocho?
Yeah. Okay. In that, they called it the Ocho. Thanks, Cotton.
What?
Chloe, you saw a movie and thought it was real channel?
I just remember Ocho now.
Both the guys that were on that broadcast team are actors.
Okay.
One of them is Justin Bateman, mm-hmm. who's fairly famous.
Man, I got to get off basic cable. I don't get ESPN Ocho.
And the other guy, what's the actor's name, Alfie? He's the one that also is in Talladega Nights as the volunteer fireman.
Hmm. Oh.
Is it Gary? Not Cooper.
No. Yes. Gary Cooper.
That tells you how much I know about sports.
It's a wide-ranging career, he's had.
He played the dad on the Brady Bunch movies.
That guy. Gary Allen?
No.
That's a country singer.
There's no smoking in here, Mr. Bommy. It's all right, darling. I'm a volunteer fireman.
I got it if you want.
Yeah.
Gary Cole.
Cole. Mm-hmm. I was close.
Gary Cooper and Gary Cole are not close.
Well, it's a cuh.
Okay. No.
<Mm-mm.
laughs> But you know what I'm thinking.
I do. Not only do I know it, I feel it. Feel it right here.
It's a good thing chicks can't sense that.
Mm-mm. We'd all be in trouble.
You ain't nothing but a Gary Cooper. Okay.
There was one thing we played yesterday, audio-wise. I don't know if you had heard. Because Chloe said you guys talked a little bit about the Oscars on Monday when we weren't here.
We had no audio from yesterday short of me playing the new bumpers I cut up.
And that's fine.
We read who won the Oscars, and I just finally just named the movie. I asked Chloe, do you care? He goes, I didn't see it.
Yeah.
Grand Budapest Hotel, whatever, mm-hmm. won a lot. I think that one, what, makeup, hairstyling?
And costumes.
Yeah. The director, don't get dick.
Nope. But the costumes, fantastic. And they were. No, the Lady Gaga did a montage of Sound of Music songs.
There was a chick that called at the beginning of the show, Monday when it was just Chloe and me, said, you need to play the Lady Gaga audio like I had it.
Oh, yeah, I didn't do that. Instead, I had the audio from the news anchor on Fox's morning show in Cleveland and what she thought about Lady Gaga's performance. It's cut 5.
Yeah.
It's very impressive, though, isn't it?
It's hard to really hear her voice.
Lady Gaga.
With all the jigaboo music that she does, whatever you want to call it, jigaboo.
Yeah, she has a nice voice.
She's a gorgeous voice. Yeah. I never knew. Very nice.
Yeah.
Her co-host is black.
Then he should have said it.
Part of the reason I wanted you to hear that is just for the look on your face when she said it, because that's kind of the look we all have. It's just mm-hmm. like she said, what?
Now, is that specifically rated related to blacks as an ethnic slur?
Yeah.
I can't think of anything else.
You can't think of any other use for it?
Well, what would... and trust me, I've tried.
Uh-huh.
I can't think of what else it would stem from.
I have no idea. I do not know the origins. I do know, however, that when my great-grandmother said it, I knew it was racist. I felt it. I felt that as well.
Well, there were probably other colorful metaphors, literally and
figuratively,
that surrounded it.
Yes.
That one is from the movie School Days. The one what's his name?
Spike Imus. Lee? Or Imus, gotcha.
Yeah, got in trouble for.
For him saying jigaboo?
I think it was his producer that said it.
But I'm just trying to figure out where the word comes from. And how it became an ethnic slur that I probably shouldn't have said. And here on the Don Imus Show, we apologize.
What is? Hey, boss.
Tell him, boss, it's what is?
Tell him, boss, yeah. Apologize. I think that's actually pretty close to that audio.
Somebody said on our show on 1190, I guess because of the process. I don't know if they use processing or not, or it's just a straight AM signal. But they said I sound more like Imus on 1190.
Really?
Even when I'm not doing Imus.
I have no idea. I've only.
I don't
listened.
Know why you would have special processing on an AM station because the sound's already shit.
Yeah.
Hey, let's tweak it. You're tweaking. Shit. Well, we can mold it. This is not a scene out of a Ghost. where you're sitting behind the thing. I don't know. I was going to talk to engineering. Are you guys tweaking that at all? Are you adding low end, high end, adding any end? It's AM. There's not much you can do with it.
Well, my guess is it's probably just a straight shot. Just plug it in and let them go.
Because I've listened to it probably once just to see what we sounded like, and we do sound different.
Yes, and I've done the same thing one time, and I said, yep, that's us, but sounding way different, and I'm going to go away now.
To me, it sounds like it's sped up. I don't know why.
I don't think that's possible.
Mm-mm.
But it just has a certain sound of the processing, and it's even beyond just
being on the phone. Because even to me, this sounds cleaner than 1190.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It does.
And God knows what this is going to sound like on 1190.
It sounds higher pitched and like it's in a tin can. And
well, it's AM, so you don't get the full spectrum.
No.
I'll ask them. I'll get them to change it. Or maybe we'll just add reverb so it sounds cooler.
That, I don't know about cooler, but it's definitely going to stand out on the AM dial.
I believe I'll do that.
Okay. I'm going to add some flange.
Some what?
Flange.
Flanger, phaser.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what this needs? It needs some echo.
Reverb will make that sound like FM. That'll save the show. I forget. Dr. Thornton, are you into dream interpretation or not? Or you think all of it's horse ass?
No, I do some of that. But I don't subscribe to those cookbooks. You know, this means that. It's very individual.
Okay. Tuesday night, and for whatever reason, when I take Benadryl at night,
mm-hmm.
I always have weird dreams. And this one was, I'm screwing every hot chick I know, exes, everybody. And for whatever reason, it was in a house I lived in back in my teens.
Hmm.
And I got to the point of one of them's about to have an orgasm, and that's when I became self-aware. I went, yeah, I'm dreaming. But I pulled out, so she didn't.
Really?
Well, because I had heard before that if a chick has an orgasm in your dream, you die.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Anything you want to do with that?
Let me ponder that. This house where you lived when you were a teenager, and what was your state of mind back then?
I was a teenager.
What? How old a teenager?
I think we were in that house. I was there from 12 to 8, or 13 to 18.
Most of your teenage years then, yeah, okay. So all those extremely horny years were spent in that household.
Yes.
And so that teenager's fantasies magnified came true in this dream.
Yeah.
Except that.
But why would it happen, you know, at 54?
Are you really, really horny these days?
I like to have the sex.
It's Russ.
Yeah. Are you, I mean, are you.
Maybe it's because
satisfied
I'm not
these days?
Sexually?
Yeah.
Oh, most. Relationships I have aren't relationships that are, well, they are long term, but they can't go any further.
Yeah.
There's not, let's take it to the next, what was Gavin's phase?
Take it to the next level.
Yeah, can't take it to the next level because then her husband's going to have to show up.
That's a whole other level.
Yeah. Possibly I'm yearning finally to date again.
Yeah, and it's all these women and girls that you had been with before, too. So it's a recapitulation of all your relationships.
Sounds like some type of vomit sex.
Or pictures of it.
Well, what?
It's like that's
two today. You give Dan his $20 back.
Yeah, give me my money back.
I don't know how you interpret dreams if there's no. There's no set standard. There's no guy. There's no, you know, test group. There's no, what's the other group that's not a test?
The control group.
Yeah, the control group.
Well, each person does begin to develop their own kind of dream language. So, you know, as the therapist, as you get to know the client, you help them understand their particular dream language. And I don't know yours. But, you know, you just ask probing questions like, how did you feel in this dream?
It was weird when I became self-aware, when she goes, I think I'm gonna. Yeah, this ain't real.
So you couldn't suspend disbelief any further.
No, it's one of those moments where you always wish for, that where you went, all right, I know I'm dreaming, so I could do anything I want, but I don't want her to have an orgasm, so I will pull out and wake up.
Now that's different. You said before that you woke up, or you realized you're dreaming, and so it was like over for you. But now you're saying you actually took control in this dream. Now you're having a lucid dream and you decide to not satisfy her.
I never had any intentions on satisfying her.
Yeah.
In the dream or in reality.
Okay. And so we all stand corrected.
Well, you don't have to stand corrected. I'm just wondering how you interpret dreams if there's no set standard of, it's like we've talked before, if you dream about water, it means time passing. If you dream about...
Or it means you need to pee.
I guess sometimes.
For me, that's usually what it is.
I had a dream one time that I knew exactly what it meant. It was when I was dating Rachel in the mid-90s. One of the best relationships I had, the reason we broke up is she wanted to have kids, and I couldn't promise that I did.
Yep.
But I knew if I needed something done or help with something, I could give it to her or ask her to do it, and she would do it as well or better than I could.
Yep.
And in this dream, we're flying in this biplane, and I'm hanging on the bottom. And we're flying through a downtown area, and there's dragons and all types of stuff, and she's able to dodge all of them. And I wasn't afraid.
Yeah.
And I knew exactly what that dream meant.
It meant that you were not afraid to let her have control, right?
Right.
Yep. Was she in this dream that we're talking about today? Or?
Yeah, she got it last night.
Yeah?
She got it good.
This is getting really personal, but did you
enjoy... No, I didn't let her finish.
Okay.
It's important that he stayed consistent.
Yeah. In the day, did you?
In the day? Oh, yeah. Yeah. I asked her. She had to fill out a questionnaire. It wasn't the important... The relationship was so important. This wasn't one of those just after sex... Did you? At what point did you feel that your rhetoric was being stimulated? Or you felt like you were close to climaxing? Different questions. Where do you see your rhetoric in 5 years?
A thorough survey.
So if ever I had to list one relationship or point one that I let get away, that was that one. But I couldn't swear that I wanted to have kids.
Yeah, that was the most honest breakup of all.
Should have lied to her.
Yeah, right.
Well, you can. Still have a vasectomy and go, there's something wrong with your eggs.
Yeah, but at some point it would have gotten back to you.
And then there's going to be a little less adopt then.
Yep.
No, she wanted to have her own kid.
Then let's artificially inseminate.
Well... Possibly, but I'd like for them to think it's something wrong with her eggs. Whoa, let's have your semen tested. Okay. Give them a vial full of Hellman's and go there.
Yeah, here's your problem.
Yeah, you got too much egg whites in your semen. Alfie, what do you got on hold?
Guy on line two is calling about how we sound on 1190.
Is that the way we sound?
No, he was saying that for some reason to him, we sound more slick. He said like a quote-unquote real radio show.
Dan, you must be cutting out because Dan cuts up the show for 1190. You cutting out a lot of the crap?
No, I make sure to leave all the crap in.
I wonder why AM would make it sound slicker.
The only way it could is that I take the show from both bumpers, so everything between the bumpers they get. I don't mess with it other than putting in the current birthdays. So unless he's thinking something having to do with during commercial break, I don't know.
Because there are times on .fm, I'll cut out, you know, some of the crap if it's just inaudible, useless stuff. You know, like maybe 3.5 hours of content.
No, you don't.
We'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
Hey, it's me, Luke Bryan, and I'm back with more savings on the Luke Bryan Shopping Network. Join us at noon on Saturday for more big savings on my very own brand of Luke Bryan Hydrofluoric Acid. With Luke Bryan Hydrofluoric Acid, you can dispose of those pesky unwanted bodies who won't hug you. If you're like me, you've got to dispose of as many as 3 or sometimes 4 men a month. That's too much. With my hydrofluoric acid, getting rid of those snooty corpses is as easy as my sweet granny's apple pie. Plus, you can't afford to miss our savings on my very own custom-made Luke Bryan nondescript white van. Transport up to 15 bodies at once. With my nondescript white van, you'll never have to deal with unwanted questions from the police, like, why are there bodies in your truck bed? And, hey, aren't you Luke Bryan? It's holiday shopping season, and you don't want to miss out on savings like these from the Luke Bryan Shopping Network. Check local TV listings for details.
606. This is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coy's and Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Advance Auto Parts. Hold on, going on. Here's the very worst of it. Let's get started off in Dallas. Southbound I-35 right at Woodall. Rogers got a stalled 18-wheeler blocking the left lane of the ramp there. Traffic is backed up back to Medical District. In Denton, northbound I-35 right at State School Road. Road construction has the right lane shut down. Traffic there is completely stopped back from Hundley Drive. And in Fort Worth, northbound 35W right at Northeast 28th Street. Got an accident there. It's blocking the center lane. Traffic is backed up back from Rosedale Street. Caller number 9 wants a pair of tickets to go see the Stars take on the Ducks at the AAC March 1st for Military Appreciation Night. 214-817-787-1971. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Sorry about that. Eagle weather brought to you by Grasshopper. A few clouds in the sky tonight, a low of 28. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and a high of 39. Right now, 50 degrees. At 97.1, the Eagle.
Number one for a f***ing reason. The Russ Martin Show.
Okay, so Keith Olbermann is off ESPN for ESPN2 for a week.
Yeah, the remainder of the week for inappropriate tweeting. I've known types like that where they just can't help themselves based on one little thing.
That sounds like he may have an addiction problem.
I don't know if it's an addiction problem, but it's definitely a psychological problem that he just cannot help himself.
Now, how often has he been suspended before?
Pretty sure.
Okay. Apologized for stuff before?
Pretty sure.
So ESPN knows what they have.
Yes. He got his start at ESPN as far as on the national stage, so ESPN is well aware of his track record. And then they brought him back. And when they brought him back, they knew what they were getting and what they were bringing him back for. It's kind of like starting a fire and then being mad when it burns you.
But can they really? Well, I guess they can. They don't care for something he says, something outside of ESPN on Twitter or Facebook. As an employer, should you really be able to control all of that?
Well, when you when you're the face, you represent an entity, an organization, yeah. You're an employee of this company. The things you say and do reflect upon us. That's so good. If you go out and then you're dropping the N-bomb every other word on Twitter, I don't think we want you representing us in any form or fashion.
You're not saying he's done that. Just using that as an example.
Just using an extreme example.
What were you going to say, Dr. Thornton?
I'm just guessing that must be in people's contracts now, or they must try to put that. Not in yours, obviously.
It may be, but I'm not stupid enough to slam. I'll directly slam a listener. When I was posted video off my dash cam of, you know, people driving like idiots in front of me, some guy posted, well, you were driving too fast. Well, how fast was I driving?
Mm-hmm.
How could you tell? Because somebody came off a side street and came over two lanes and pulled right in front of me.
Oh, and it's your fault because you were driving.
Oh, you're driving too fast. I went, you're a idiot. Well, what would Clear Channel have to say about that? I think if you talk to Kibler, she'd call you an idiot, too.
Maybe worse. She's got a dirty, dirty pirate mouth.
Was she in your dream?
Kibler?
Yeah.
No, but I've dreamed about her before.
Yeah.
And he's told her.
Yeah. In the dream.
Mm-hmm.
But no. Another question. When you're watching porn.
Yes.
Yeah, I like it. Gotcha. Do you like it? Or does it stimulate you when the woman enjoys herself?
I just assume she's faking it. I can normally tell because I've seen it in real life.
But does it but does it give you a...
Put the camera back on me, Avi. You chicks know who I'm talking to. Go ahead.
But even if you know they're faking it, does it give you a lift to see them go...
Not really. I don't care.
Really? Mm. Wow.
I just like nice cans, nice bottoms. Moosh.
So it's just that visual thing. Not
it's sexual stimulation. You understand what that means?
Yeah, I do. And
what do you beat off to? Beethoven?
Roll over, babe. I do enjoy a woman's, you know, getting off. I mean, that
who's
really...
that chick with no arms statue?
Venus de Milo.
Yeah, Venus
yeah.
de Milo.
Beat off that.
You got me.
I knew you were into handicap.
Classics.
Now, was that statue originally sculpted that way, or they just fall off?
No, they just fell off.
Oh. Lazy ass. Could have used some rebar. He knew those were going to fall off. It was intentional.
This could be a funny joke in like 200 years.
So in this dream, though, you really, she's getting there.
She's saying, I'm arriving.
Yeah. And you.
That's where I became self-aware of, I'm dreaming.
And rather than enjoy that to...
I don't want to die.
To your completion. You're not going to die. You know that.
Isn't that the rule?
That's not the rule. You made that up.
I think you're thinking about if you're falling off a cliff and you
if
don't...
If you die in your dream,
yeah,
then well, you die in real life.
No. That's the rule according to Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yeah. I don't know how that works. I just know about orgasms.
And I like how you just wake up. Ha ha, bitch!
You didn't even get it in a dream.
Meanwhile, he's going, ha-ha, when he's got debilitating blue balls.
So we've been...
I know, I didn't have blue balls. I didn't say I didn't finish.
Oh, okay.
I said I didn't finish there.
Okay.
Somebody still got it in the mug.
Okay.
We've been asked to believe that you really...
Hey,
really...
now you got a mug shot.
Oh, what?
I don't know why I care. You've been asked to believe. You've asked us to believe that...
I'm sure there are women in the past that I accidentally gave an orgasm.
Okay, so but what you would have us think...
I want that as a soundbite, by the way, on one of our bumpers.
All right.
What you would have us think is that you're really lousy at that, so you just don't try.
I do try. I just know I'm bad at it. But I'm there to have sex. Women are there for the emotion, for the ambiance, for the just the moment, the bonding, the melding of the souls.
And the big O.
I'm there just a busted nut.
Well, they are too. I mean, they like the big O too.
Well, then get better at it.
Yeah, most of us started practicing from an early age.
Yeah, we can.
I wonder at what age, I don't want to get too graphic, we know about what age we started manipulating.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what age women do.
From what I've read.
Where?
Usually in magazines and such.
Cosmo?
Yeah.
Okay.
As stupid as Cosmo
can
be.
Cosmo the magazine, or yeah. Are you talking about Cosmo from Seinfeld?
why not both?
Okay.
Or the bar in Lakewood. I think it's around about the same age.
Would you agree?
I think that he's right, yeah. I mean, I've talked to women who they started pretty young. I mean,
Why would you talk to women about that?
Well, they talk to me.
Oh.
He's
were, these doing, were these doing sessions or 900 phone call numbers?
Sessions and relationships. Mm.
I've never asked that. I never even thought about that. At what age did you decide, I wonder?
Because
the only reason I tried it is I heard some older guys talking around the neighborhood of, yeah, you know, just, well, I must go home and try that. And the first time I thought, I have broken something. Yeah, because the first time you get even close, you go,
Then afterwards, you're like, I know what I'm going to do all the time now.
I'm getting sleepy. Am I dying?
I've blown out all my life force.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Is that my soul? Put it back in.
Do I? Where should I keep it?
Hey, Mom.
Yeah, you don't do that.
No. Somehow you know not to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Mom, is my soul in this tissue?
Yes.
So I should keep it?
Yes. Take it to school. Show your friends.
Okay. Then you and Daddy are probably going to need to build a new wing to this house. Turn the garage into a sperm room. What do you got on hold, Alfie?
Line 3 says she's a psychologist.
Okay.
Hmm.
Is it Kendra?
Yes.
Not too graphic. Just give you the heads up, but go ahead.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Keep it mature.
Well, not too graphic.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So, at what point?
Thank you.
I like how you give her the guidelines, and then you just blow them all
down. Well, she didn't seem like she was going to get it. Okay. Are you still there?
I'm still here.
Don't be as graphic as I was.
Never.
At about what age do you become sexually self-aware as a female?
14, 15.
So about the same time as boys.
I thought I was younger for boys.
I didn't really write it down. Yeah, it's not like, you know, when you're growing and your parents mark the thing on the wall. I didn't keep, like, the splatters or whatever.
Yeah, that.
Well, according to my parents, God bless you for having your sight.
I don't get it. Oh, you mean going blind?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you're a stupid psychologist. It's one thing that Dr. Thornton's never said. No, I just did it until I needed LASIK. And I wonder if that's what they tell kids now. If you masturbate, you're going to need LASIK.
Why do you think they do so much business?
I think climate evangelists should have had that response. Is your child a chronic masturbator?
Bring him in for a free VIP consultation.
We're open on weekends.
You realize that speeds up the need for LASIK and also may cause cataracts. Yeah, I'm going to lose that one too. Yeah. And they just sent me a check today again for the foundation.
Oh, nice.
I thanked them for it.
I would hope so. I hope this was not part of the gratitude showing.
Yeah, that's not part of their spot, so they can't say anything. I could be talking about a different climate evangelist eye center.
It's such a common name.
I knew a woman who had such her first experience was shimmying up a pole at age 8.
I heard that about going down mess around with poles.
Yeah.
Bicycle seats.
Man, that's what I want to come back as.
Ooh.
My luck, I come back as Big Stacy's bicycle seat. No, couldn't come back as a jogging bra. Uh-uh. Got to come back as Big Stacy's bicycle seat.
God, what would that look like?
It's to nothing. Just a big black hole that sucks everything into it.
God.
Sorry, Stacy. Still love you, man. You're my Canadian.
I bet he feels that.
Alfie, why does the guy on line one want to know that?
I think he just wants to rat out Dan.
Okay. Yes, Rob. Rob. He wanted to know if I'd ever met Luke Bryan. Rat out Dan Howe.
He was asking if you've ever met little Luke Bryan.
Oh.
Did you use my thing to do little Luke Bryan?
Maybe.
How'd you figure out how to use this voice synthesizer thing?
Clem and Alfie showed me.
Dan made us.
I did not make you do anything. You are a grown man.
I was just testing it out in case you showed up.
That's a good cover.
Clo's got the best.
Yeah, he did good.
You have it too. Spin the wheel.
No. Wait.
And if you'll notice on the wheel, everyone says off the roof.
No, that's not fair. I actually pulled the audio just in case, and Clo is the pusher. He is the enabler on this. It just titled Little Luke Bryan.
Is your flash plugged into my computer?
Yeah.
Dan's flash, got it. New Daily Audio. What clip?
Little Luke Bryan. So it says it's no number.
Okay, give me a second.
Yeah, it was actually Clo who said all the stuff because we played with the beep briefly. and then Clo said, yeah, the other stuff's plugged in too.
I found it.
Yeah, I forgot which fader it is. Which fader is it? There you go.
Look what I found.
Sound like a black man that just found your penis for the first time.
It felt that way.
Look at this.
My God, that could scare a village.
Who knew? It could feed a village.
Yeah, I forgot which fader it is. Which fader is it?
Ooh,
there you go.
Look what I found. Oh, yeah. That's going to get me in trouble.
We're already going to be in trouble, so you know what? You might as well just drive it home.
See? Pusher.
What?
He's pushing it. Like, do it, Dan, do it. Come on, do it.
Well, you're already in trouble.
Whatever.
Plus, Clo said, I don't know which fader it comes up on the console. So he wasn't helping you.
He showed me how to work the pedals.
See? Like, it's hard sitting over here.
It is.
People don't realize, I don't just have faders and buttons and different sound effects and stuff like that, and I got the swear thing over here. I got pedals. I got this processor. I got to worry about the video stream.
You're one of the few DJs anywhere that actually uses two microphones.
Yeah. Kiss my ass now.
This thing got pedals. Look, this says giant. Oh, I can't say that second word. We'll just call it number 39, since that's the number on it.
That does sound like a black Luke Bryan.
And that's when I said it, that's when it clicked in my head. All right, I got a bad idea.
And then, woo!
And there's...
Look at all the toys! I got toys! Hi, Clo!
What's up?
I'm Little Man!
All right, I'm going to try something. It's going to be really bad, so just know that.
Did your text go off yesterday?
Yeah, I had it on.
Who texted you?
At that point, it might have been Captain Howard.
Did he want anything?
He was just letting us know he put money in the foundation.
Oh.
Hi, I'm Luke Bryan. I'm little Luke Bryan. Hi.
All right, I told you I was going to be bad. That was pretty much it.
I really feel like a pan.
He's right. Yeah, man, this is fun. You guys want to turn?
No. You guys want to turn what?
A turn on the voice synthesizer.
Sound like you were Bogarting it.
I asked if they wanted to turn. They were emphatic. They said no.
Man, this is fun. You guys want to turn?
That's all you.
No. That's all you, Dan.
That's all you, man.
Why is it all me?
Because if anybody's going to get in trouble for it the most.
Oh,
that was it.
Did you swear?
I hit the beep.
And you used my beep button.
Yeah.
Well, I think the only fair thing is to let me loosen your house when you ain't there.
Huh?
So So I can play with your stuff.
No.
Yes.
No, that's not anywhere near the same.
And you don't even tell Tara when she's coming home. It ain't you.
She's going to know.
What does that mean?
I don't even know.
Damn, what happened to you? Were you in the food dehydrated today, Dan?
No, it's me, Barry.
There it is. That's the rightful. That's a rightful voice.
No, I kiss my ass is over. The only thing you got to learn to do is talk a little slower and get a little more into it.
Mm-hmm.
Make them women feel like you care if they have an orgasm.
So trick them. Alfie says line one.
What about line one?
That is Officer Lonnie.
Oh, hell.
Yes, boss.
You boys are off the chart today.
Wow. Now, did you listen Monday and Tuesday?
No, I didn't get a chance to do that one.
Which day?
I did what?
Well, which day could you not listen?
I didn't listen yesterday. I was a little busy.
All right, so you just heard Chloe and me on Monday.
Actually, I heard y'all on Monday, and then I was checking y'all out today and for the video stream, and that's the first time I've actually caught it for about 15, 20 minutes, and you boys are off the chart. Mm-hmm. And now Dan is in on the whole altering the voice thing.
Why is it I feel like you're using a voice synthesizer, too?
Nah, this is all good. This is born and raised.
No, man, ain't nobody sound that deep without a voice synthesizer.
I bet you money on that one. More than the $20 that Chloe lost.
That was mine, he told
me. Do you talk to women in bed when you're giving it to them with that voice?
See, there you go. I knew we were going to go down this road.
Do you do it? Do you turn on the Special Officer Lana siren?
And this is where we hang up.
No. No, lady. Damn. Man, I was just about to get it on with myself. Ooh. And who else better to get it on with than me and myself, Officer Lana? I'm doing cosplay with myself. And when I say cosplay, mm-hmm. I don't mean get them drunk and they wake up the next day with sweater fur all over themselves.
We'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
6:34, another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is at KEGL. Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Napa Auto Parts. Let's get started off in Dallas. Southbound 67, right at Loop 12 and Ledbetter, got an accident there blocking the right lane. Traffic is backed up back from I-35. Also in Dallas, southbound I-35, right at Woodall Rogers, got a stalled 18-wheeler blocking the left lane of the ramp there. Traffic is backed up back from the Medical District. In Denton, southbound I-35E, right at State School Road, road construction has the right lane shut down. They're out there doing emergency bridge repair. Part of the 35 bridge is falling down onto State School. Right now, traffic's completely stopped back from Swisher Street. Luckily, only an hour delay through that crap. And finally, in Fort Worth, northbound 35W, right at Northeast 28th Street, got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic is backed up back to the Fort Worth Mixmaster. Never miss a moment of the show by subscribing to the Russ Martin Show audio and video archive today at russmartin.fm. Proceeds benefit the RMS Listeners Foundation. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Valvoline. Tonight, some clouds in the sky, 28 for a low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny as we hit a high of 39. Right now, it's 49 at 97.1 The Eagle.
This is Brian Johnson of SADC, and we're kicking your ass on 97.1 Eagle.
K-E-G-L, The Eagle. We're back.
To the Russ Martin Show.
I forgot to print it out. But I think you guys read the email from a listener, somebody Langford.
Yeah, Brad. Yeah, he was one that had the big care package with the glass-etched bottles.
He brought all that up yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I read the email. It was had too many nice things to say about me, so that's why I didn't print it out.
We read it off for you yesterday.
I don't care for that.
I know you don't.
The only time I'll read an email, if it says nice things about me, if it ends with calling me something like a, oh, damn it. Why is all my stuff crapping out today? What'd you do to my stuff?
You heard what I did to it.
Oh.
That was as much as I used it.
When they call me like a eaten ferret. And that's okay. Not only did he drop, what all was in the gift basket?
It was a big box. He had the letter with the check in it. And then inside the box were...
Check for the foundation.
Check for the foundation. Then inside that, there was a smaller box that had corks in it. Because obviously he'd heard about the last cork going into surgery with engineering.
Broke the cork. Where is it? It's in the shop.
Mm-hmm. So there was like 6 or 7 new corks in there to be used, as well as 2 cans of Skoal. And the soft pack of Marlboro Red 100s.
For Kenzie.
Yes. And a can of Skoal for you and Chloe. And then...
what I could tell, he drives a lot, almost like not a 5-state area, but tri-state. And there's something about the show that he felt was...
It's always there for him.
Man, I'm sorry that's all you got.
Not only that, but he's really, really happy about it. And then the rest of the box was the individual whiskey bottle with everyone's name etched on it. It's like, I got mine, and they all had the Russ Martin Show logo, which is already cool enough. Then on the backside, it had your name. For me, I got Pretty Little Dan. Alfie, his said, what was yours?
Mine was Alfie Coy, my man.
And
should say stalker.
And then Chloe, what did yours say?
I said Clotus.
Is that what he thought Chloe was short for?
Because
I know a lot of people think Chloe is short for Clovis.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It's actually Clois, C-O-L-I-S.
Yes.
What is that from?
I don't know.
Your parents on dope?
Yes.
Well, we had him here in Clovis, New Mexico, so we'll name him Clovis. It's a V in there. I ain't got no money for a V.
And Kinsey's was just Old Roy.
Oh, that's right. She got a bottle, too.
Of whiskey?
Yeah. And on the back of it said Old Roy.
It just... Because when you started radio, you understand you're just background noise.
Mm-hmm.
But somehow, we become... No offense to you people listening. We become some type of extended family.
Yep.
And, man, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's a sad thing. It's like when we're the extended family and we're not in the it portion. We're the weird cousins or the yeah. or the occasional creepy uncle.
With the colorful background.
Yeah.
Yeah, would we really be the people that you would want to show up at a family reunion?
We're the family you don't invite to Thanksgiving.
Because we're the ones with all the coat hanger scars on our foreheads. Honey, I tried. reason I brought that up. First of all, it was very kind of him. Not only did he bring stuff up for the show, it was personalized, mm-hmm. and he dropped off money for the foundation.
Yeah.
And then Dr. Thornton's notes, as of show notes from 218 last Wednesday. At the end of the show last Wednesday's broadcast, you asked me in all sincerity if I was ever proud to be on the show. I don't think I said proud. I think embarrassed.
Well, then you reversed it. I mean, you said, are you proud? You
know? I don't think I would have asked that.
Mm. Yeah. That's how I wrote it. That's what I wrote down.
My reflexive answer was yes, but I didn't elaborate. And since I've had some time to reflect, now I will. First, there's my sense of pride in the show itself. It's a good show, isn't it?
Yeah.
Proper delivery?
Yeah, perfect.
All right. I try and do that with his notes.
You're good.
There's been a lot of conversation lately about the sort of mystery as to why it's so popular and with such a diverse group of listeners. With all the theories about the treehouse effect, the chemistry, your straight shooter style, etc., I think it's important not to lose sight of the simple fact that you are... No, I don't want to say this.
Come on.
A very funny, creative man. You're also a consummate professional.
I don't think that's his delivery.
Yeah.
Yeah. How would you have said it?
Dan... You can do it.
You want me to read the good stuff about you?
No. You got the idea.
Yeah, Russ is a consummate professional.
Consummate professional.
Funny, creative.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't sound convincing.
He's funny.
We're talking about me.
So creative.
Really?
Consummate professional? My God, I'm ready to have sex with him right now.
If somebody were to send you a questionnaire, who have you learned the most about radio from? What would you say? Swear on your wife.
It's you.
Swear.
I swear. Who else?
People you grew up listening to. I learned from Ron Chapman. Never met him until we had him on the show. I had to kiss his ass to get him on the show.
And it worked.
But I think he knew it was sincere.
He did know that it was sincere. The initial thing was stern, but you're the one that molded me.
You will not.
I will.
You're not putting don't.
This oh, on it's
me.
On you.
Not on me, Ricky Bobby.
Yes, it is. It's on you, Russell D.
That's a consummate professional. Even after the couple of days where it's just Chloe and me, and then Dan and Chloe and Alfie,
I had a
you
moment.
Still want to go consummate professional?
I had a moment's pause, but. Really, it was kind of genius. It's sort of like you're driving down the road. Oh, I could close my eyes for a second. Yeah. Okay.
You have any clue?
No. The only thing I'm thinking is that doesn't sound safe.
Haven't you done that?
No. Close my eyes for a second?
A second, yeah. Just a
I've
second.
Looked at the bridge above me and gone, I wonder if I just swerved into that, what would that be like?
Yeah.
How fast would I have to go to kill myself? What's it like to have an airbag go off in my face? Things like that, but never just, hey, I think I'll drive down the highway and close my eyes and play The Force.
I'm going to play a new game called Do I Need an Alignment? The kids love it.
I am proud to be associated with such a top-notch enterprise. I'll try it sincerely. I'm proud to
be. Man, you were so close.
Nice try.
I am proud to be associated with such. Pieces together during post.
Sure.
With such a top-notch enterprise.
Come on.
It's like playing in the major leagues. I was just at a new open mic venue recently where I didn't know a soul. The Monday Night Blues Jam at San Francisco Rose. Where is that?
On Lower Greenville.
Okay. You know, the only reason I know that is just because of their logo.
Yeah.
The neon rose with... Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Been there whatever. Forever.
Yeah. Don't they have like an outside area where you can... Because I want to say I've been there before and you could like bring your dogs as long as they're on the outside of the fence.
Yep, yep.
Okay.
Little porch.
Okay, I got to let that one go.
Mm-hmm.
The MC didn't know me and had asked my name a couple of times as he announced the beginning and the end of my set. I just told him, did you scream it?
No.
No. I just told him, Scott Thornton. When I was leaving, a little while later, someone yelled out, bye, Doc! I knew it almost had to be the case that someone recognized my name and my proclivities from the RMS. I checked in with the feeling that I was having. With apologies to Buddha, I confess, it was pride.
There you go, buddy.
I don't like it when you make me cry.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to you up
now. No, I'm dead.
That's a hell of a chance you took, Doc.
Yeah.
Another email I got. This was from yesterday when the guy obviously figured out I wasn't here and I left the show to Dan, Chloe, and Alfie.
Mm-hmm.
Andrew said, I have never loved you more
what?
Than I have today. You wicked, wicked man. Thank you, Andrew. So, and he sent it about 3:40. So at that point, he had already figured out, yeah, it's time to make them pay.
Oh, I made it clear it was all your fault. Like, if anyone's mad, first of all, it's Russ's fault. He told us to do this. And second of all, it's your own fault for having expectations.
I think it was a good test.
Yeah, it was.
I think it was something that needed to be done.
Kind of like in Star Trek where he goes, you take the helm, number one, for the first time. He has to dock it.
Yesterday, Dan took the Kobayashi Maru, which is a no-win scenario from Star Trek.
Ah, yeah.
And somehow you beat it.
It's because I snuck in the night before and rigged it. just like William Shatner did. And I know that.
Anybody because, know what Kobayashi Maru is?
I know. Yeah.
Well, the Star Trek, Alfie does.
It's the no-win scenario where you got to rescue some ship, but there's Klingons attacking, and Kirk rigs it because he's a badass.
It's a simulator, and I think it was a chick from Cheers.
Kirstie Alley.
Yeah. She was playing the captain in the simulator. You don't know it's a simulator at the beginning of the movie.
Yeah.
And they get called into the don't go zone, the don't chick in the asshole zone, whatever it is.
Even in the 23rd century.
Yeah. What is that? We call that the don't stick it in their asshole zone. Are you sure it's not the neutral zone? Nope, neutral's in between this and that. Back in the 20th century, we called it the taint. But it's a no-win scenario. It's just to test your character.
Yeah.
And I tested their character yesterday, and they made me proud.
Yeah. So that was genius.
And Chloe made $20.
Yeah, that was real.
Son of a bitch. I still want my money.
You fell for it. Russ said I couldn't talk unless you gave me money. I should work that out with girlfriends in the future. Let me see if that was the end of the email. And just one from Captain Howard that said, they did good yesterday, boss. Try not to bust their balls.
Thank you, Captain.
Yes.
And nobody at the station said anything.
No, no one was here.
Oh, well, get away with something.
Yeah.
Like Chloe and me on Monday. We'll play any songs. I'm like, yeah, kind of need time. I got my hands full. He goes, what do you want to play? I'm like, I don't care. He goes, hey, you want to play some that Reflex song?
Ooh.
We bailed on that.
It was Poison. I mean, we stayed the format.
We stayed sort of.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Well, most of the time.
Except when you played Merle.
Merle's in the format now, Jack.
Sorry, I forgot. He's been added.
I saw a story in one of the radio insider emails today that there are more country stations starting to pop up more.
I saw that.
So the big jump that we had in January, that's Merle, mister.
It's the power that man yields.
Do we have one more break?
Yes.
Okay. Alfie, do I want to take any of those before we break?
Those are just women talking about when they first started being aware of themselves.
Okay, hang on. That's set up. I'm just trying to think how to go at it. Is your name Mandy? Thank God she didn't stay on.
You look gun shy?
I'm not gun shy. I just knew I was going to say.
It's just the automatic association.
Very Pavlovian.
Mm-hmm.
Try it.
Mandy. Wow, that's quick. Mandy. All right, I see you. Mandy. See, okay, he's got it.
Try it again.
Mandy.
Was she in the dream?
Let me text it.
Mandy?
Yeah.
I can't. You just text me that?
Mm-hmm.
You did. I have time to. See, saying it on the air is a lot quicker than just texting it back.
Yeah, I just wanted to see if it still got the same reaction.
Do we get fined if we spell it out?
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah.
What if I spell it like S-E-A?
Mm-mm.
Y-O-U.
No.
I-N. U-T.
It's not even spelled right.
What did I leave out?
I think you got some extra letters.
Put an extra U in there.
Yeah.
Well, they deserve it.
It's a coup nut.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
Oh, I'm supposed to do the legal ID there. 659. This is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas.
Big wheels rolling. Big wheels rolling.
Last check on traffic. Alfie Coy is an Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Account Temp. We started off in Fort Worth. Southbound 35W right at Spur 280. Got an accident there blocking the exit. Traffic's backed up back from Northeast 28th Street. In Denton, northbound I-35E right at State School Road. Road construction has the right lane shut down. They're repairing that bridge that was falling down on the State School Road. Traffic's completely stopped back from Swisher Road. At least an hour delay. Mayhill's closed in both directions, though, so good luck getting home. Plano. Hold that load me. Aye. Let's move on to Plano. Let's move on to Plano, northbound 75, right near Plano Parkway. Got a stalled vehicle blocking the left lane. Traffic goes backed up into Richardson, back from Campbell Road. And finally, in Dallas, southbound 67, right at Loop 12 Ledbetter, got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic is backed up back from I-35. Listen to Chris Ryan tomorrow afternoon for a shot to win a pair of Win 'Em Before You Can Buy 'Em tickets to Slash at the Southside Ballroom on May 24th. Details are online at KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles Black Thunder.
From the Staples Weather Center, brought to you by Valvoline Eagle Weather. Tonight, a few clouds in the sky, 28 for the low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, and a new cold front comes through. That's why we'll only hit a high of 39. Right now, it's 49 degrees and 97.1 the Eagle.
Cram it up your ass. The Russ Martin Show.
KEGL, the Eagle.
Alfie, if we do that song at the White Trash Party, you're going to have to sing back up.
Crazy Bitch or Big Wheels?
Big Wheels.
All right.
Well, sound like you just channeled it right in the middle of traffic.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's a backup on Behind.
It's like you got tractor beamed in.
Okay. Dr. Thornton left because he's got some kind of Zen thing.
His overall appearance was much more relaxed than it normally is.
Normally he's wearing a black slacks, black blazer, and a black shirt.
And his hair is usually like tied up.
Today was black running clothes.
Yeah, he looked like. You know what it was? It looked like a 90-year-old was ready to go for a walk. Because the pants were of like the jogging style, like Russ is saying, but he was also wearing a cardigan.
But the jacket over it was a workout jacket.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to go tear up that trail. Big feet rolling. So what do we have left? We ever get to news?
No, never got to news.
You want to leave that out so you'd have to cut it up for 11:90?
Whatever. That's kind of how yesterday went. There's also all the other fantastic things that happened yesterday while you were gone.
Okay, let's go with that.
Okay, well, because we started off because Wes missed all the wonderful things, like Cindy Skull came in and flashed everybody, as well as engineering set up that 7-Eleven pizza buffet. Mm-hmm. Progresso delivered all your favorite soup that we all took.
Did how many people actually showed up yesterday? Because yesterday with Chloe and me, it was we didn't check all the studios. I just said, hey, go see if Billy's got like a long music suite coming up.
Yeah, we did that. Billy hung out for a little bit, as well as Anna DeHaro came in and said hi for a couple of minutes. And that was pretty much it.
Yeah, Anna was too busy on Monday because she was having to do traffic for all the Clear Channel stations.
Oh, my God. Yeah, Billy actually told us about that off the air. I think it was how she was having to cover for so many people that couldn't come in or didn't come in.
Even the Hispanic stations.
Yeah, that's kind of the problem when you're bilingual. They have a tendency to put you to work. Also, William Shatner showed up. He gave us all our own Starfleet uniforms.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, it was fantastic. Yeah, Mayor Rawlings came in, gave us all our own streets. All around Highland Park.
Yeah, you left that one out earlier. You know what? At this point, I would bet, not just me, but the entire show, I bet we get a street named in Fort Worth. Mayor Price, we sent her roses for Valentine's Day.
Right.
And seriously, you would have thought we'd have sent some type of sculpture or painting or just a truck of gold bouillon or chicken bouillon.
I have a feeling she'd be happy either way.
Because she sent.
Stock.
Sent a thank you card. Dear Russ, Dan, Chloe, and Alfie, thank you so much for the beautiful red roses. So sweet of you to send 2 dozen roses. You guys are great. Thank you for your friendship and continued support. Sincerely, Betsy Price, you guys are the best. Mayor, City of Fort Worth.
And Mayor Rawlings is going to get jealous.
He ain't earned no roses. Mayor Price came up to the studio. She brought whiskey.
Yeah, she did. She really knows how to treat a fella. You want to get on our good side.
And gave me a proclamation. I didn't get no proclamation from Mayor Rawlings.
Not a formal one.
Well, was there an informal one I missed?
Yeah, I think it was one day he came in and he was just like, You
fucking guy.
Yep, that sounds like it. Informal.
We're going to give you a fucking street. The only problem is you already know. You're going to be in the concrete. You fucking guy. We should try and get Mayor Cluck of Arlington on, see what we can get out of him.
I don't see why not. I mean, Arlington, at this point, he's probably offended that we haven't called and offered because Arlington's really sensitive about living in the shadow of Dallas and Fort Worth.
And Arlington is a big part of when you add the population up. That's the biggest reason that Dallas-Fort Worth is the number 5.
Yes.
I know we go back and forth, 4th and 5th. The number 5 market in the country is because of the mid-cities. They consider Dallas-Fort Worth because our signal covers all Dallas-Fort Worth stations. Signal covers Dallas-Fort Worth. It's considered one market.
Yep.
So we should include Mayor.
Cluck.
I thought I said that.
No.
I wonder if his city manager's name is Fred. All right, nobody got that one.
No.
Alfie?
Was that Super Chicken's name?
Nope. You Google it. All right. Let me know when you get it. Uh-huh. When he laughs, you'll know he found it.
Gotcha.
But I bet we get a street from Mayor Price.
That'd be pretty interesting. Just be a Russ Martin Show way? Or just Russ Martin way? Or Avenue, whatever.
Should be show.
Okay.
It's not me. It's us. As you guys proved yesterday, you didn't need me.
We need you.
And as I found out Monday, I need you and Alfie. Chloe, I just need to dance and hold a tin cup. Did you finally Google it, Alfie?
Got it.
Fred is?
His lion sidekick.
Thank you. Super chicken.
Gotcha.
You know the job was dangerous when you took it, Fred?
This is a big line.
Tell a super coupe.
What a Batman ripoff. Okay. Anything else from yesterday you want me to know about?
Actually, Anna DeHara, when she came in, she coined the phrase that you and Chloe, because of your bravery coming in on Monday, you guys are now known as the Ice Warriors, at least of 2015, for the ice storm. Because hardly anyone else came in. You came in and did a show all by yourself.
Well, I was able to make it. I knew if I made it out of my development, which is the worst part. The roads handled, especially since I'm right off the tollway. I know Michael Ray and the NTTA, they got it.
Yeah.
Because when I was driving home Sunday night after jacking around up here, they already had the trucks full of ice and mixture, or not ice. Yeah, that's what I pulled down. what do you think would help with this? Let's try ice cubes. Go with the big ones this time.
Yeah, it's really throw a curve to Mother Nature. It's like, well, it's already iced here. Let's move on to someplace else.
They were ready to go. So if I made it out of my development, I knew the rest of it was going to be handled.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't mess with side streets because the NTTA doesn't do side streets.
Yeah.
Even 635 was good. I was driving 60, Instagramming, eating enchiladas. It was nothing. There was nothing on the road.
Oh, I had four or five plates heated up on my dash with Sterno going.
Yeah.
Playing Operation.
I even got the wishbone.
Playing with my Etch-a-Sketch.
And solving a Rubik's Cube.
And then finished up with my Spirograph. What do you guys do? Oh, you can't come into work.
Mm-hmm. So in honor of your bravery on Monday, and, I got you a cookie.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
From where?
Whole Foods. It's a good cookie.
Let me see it. It's from you or Anna DeHaro?
It's from me. Me and Alfie. He picked it up is my idea.
But Chloe had nothing to do with this.
No, it's for the two of you, mainly you, but it's for the two of you because unlike the rest of us lazy pussies, you guys went to work. So I felt you deserve something nice for your effort.
Of all the days that I've missed, you call yourselves lazy pussies? I mean, I did Monday.
Yes, you did. Lots.
You got a cookie that says my hero.
That's right.
Is that the cookie off my desk?
I brought it yesterday because I thought he was going to be here as well.
Oh, so we're going to split the cookie?
Mm-hmm. He gets most of it, though. Okay. Russ does, because you owe me money. Actually, no, Russ gets all the cookie until you give me that $20 back.
Yeah, I gave you $100 after the show Monday just for staying up here.
Yeah, you made $120 in 2 days. Alfie didn't get anything.
Well, I was here both days, though.
But you charged Dan $20 to talk.
I know, that's awesome, wasn't it?
No. Did he give you anything good worth $20?
No!
I helped out and stuff.
You should have given him a coupon.
Mm-hmm.
I stopped by 7-Eleven on the way home Monday after the show. It was just me and Chloe. I had just happened to be a listener working behind the counter.
Mm-hmm.
Man, give me Knuckles.
I saw the photo on Facebook.
Did he post it?
Yes, he posted it.
Justin?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I made the mistake of going, you come by the studio anytime.
Yes, he said that, too.
Yeah, I was lying.
I didn't have the heart to comment on it and let him know that.
Did I look fat?
No, you look good.
Oh.
You look kind of confused. Like you're like,
we had to take it a couple of times because he wasn't sure if his phone was working. We went out in the parking lot.
Gotcha.
Oh, wait. You know what? Chloe and I worked 4 hours by ourselves doing everything, including the video stream. Iron me a 7-Eleven pizza.
I thought you said two.
Justin gave me two.
Oh, right out.
I paid for one. Sorry, Justin.
don't get that man fired.
But he goes, give me knuckles. Man, I don't know you. And I don't know what it's into your knuckles. There could be moss. I don't like looking at somebody's hands and knowing which way is north. How did you see it on Facebook?
Is it
automatically post on everybody's wall? If
I don't know. I think it was, I guess it's because I'm friends. I must be friends with him.
Following Justin?
I wouldn't call it I'm following him.
Man, I'd back up.
I think it just, for whatever reason, it posted on my news feed when I signed in yesterday. It's like, hey, that's Russ and that guy.
He's a good kid.
Looked like it.
But he's a big fan. He wants to come hang out.
He's your buddy.
I know. I lied to him.
You told him he could hang out.
Pick a day. Come up. Can it come up tomorrow? You know, I don't know if what the weather's. Oh. And then I thought, hey, it's Monday.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to be on the show Tuesday.
That's not that would have been awful.
I should send Justin up.
Hey, we got to.
Who are you?
I'm Justin. I get Russ a free pizza. He said I get to suck all you off.
Ah, that Russ. Such a giver.
Who's first?
Chloe is.
Chloe looks like his would be the tastiest.
Yep.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Tasty.
So can you go back to that 7-Eleven again now?
I'm scared. Because the guy that works for him, I don't want to get anybody in trouble. He's the guy that works with him is a big, is for social services. There's too big of a gap between the rich and the poor.
Okay.
Not a slam. I mean, it's a fair perspective.
I agree with it to a certain extent.
Why does it cost so much to go to college? Because college is expensive. Not everybody can afford to go to college. That's why I went. And, you know, we're having a conversation. He never got ugly. In fact, I've talked to him before. I said, you just can't expect everything. Well, all the rich people are taking everything. Well, I went, yeah, that's what we do. No offense.
Wow.
Justin, can I have my free pizza?
You got in that conversation, and you left with a free pizza.
I didn't ask for it. I expected it.
Oh, God.
It was my Occupy 7-Eleven moment.
Line one, according to Alfie.
Is that Justin?
He says he's Justin.
I don't know if it is.
Yep.
Hey, Justin.
Hey.
It's him. What are you doing?
What am I doing? I'm sitting here watching you slamming me. What the heck?
Are you at work?
No. They gave me today off.
You get fired?
No. I'm not that dumb. Come on now.
Why didn't you tell me you were going to post that picture on Facebook?
Well, you didn't want me to?
Well, that's all right. Just don't say we're lovers.
I
can do better than you.
I don't roll that way.
Was I a nice guy?
Of course.
Was I courteous?
Of course.
I didn't come off as an a-hole.
Nah.
You know not to tell that to anybody, right?
Whoops.
All right, so you're not working tonight?
No.
Oh. When are you going to be back?
Tomorrow. Tomorrow night.
Okay. Well, then let's...
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, you won it.
And the sad thing, he's already told all of his friends how excited he was to meet you.
Buddies with Russ Martin. Oh no.
Yeah, you are. You butt buddies.
That's what's happening tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow night I got a butt. I knew I shouldn't give him one of them free meat pizzas. They always take it the wrong way. And he must listen every day for the entire show. Because he said, when I went in there Monday night, you and Chloe made it to 4 hours.
Wow.
Even Chloe and I didn't want to listen to 4 hours.
Mm-hmm.
We were looking at different things. Could we run some TV audio? Oh, look. There's some aerial footage of somebody doing donuts in an empty parking lot.
Oh, I saw that. That was pretty cool. I think
it
was.
Well, it was, but obviously Channel 11, who ran it, was having as bad of a show as we were. The only problem was we ran audio of somebody doing donuts in a parking lot.
No, really. Wish y'all could see this. It's awesome. The guy's having a lot of fun. I can see it.
But you guys, see, I thought about that, but we didn't have the manpower. On Monday, for me to tell Chloe, hey, go see if you can get maybe Larry Mowry on CBS 11, talk about the weather, or Michael Ray from the NTTA. Because if you tell Chloe, hey, go get Michael Ray from the NTTA, he's going to bring you back a spork. Is this what you asked for?
In a picture of Ray Stevens.
Isn't this the 45 RPM you wanted to the street? You realize it's got nothing to do with what I asked.
Yeah, but look how cool it is.
It's autographed by Antonio Banderas.
It's one of a kind.
Well, it has nothing to do with the street.
Mm-mm.
Or is it Banderas?
You got it.
Whatever.
Banderas. But Nasa XB.
Man, I hope Justin sends me some nude pictures.
Better than the ones he's already sent you?
He hasn't sent any yet.
Oh.
What he needs to do is get one of those 7-Eleven pizzas and cut a hole in the middle of it.
Oh, no.
Waiting for you.
Yeah. Just waiting to heat it up. Anything else from yesterday? Because tomorrow we're starting anew.
We're starting fresh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, actually, a couple other amazing things happened while you were gone. John Wiley Price came in and gave us all certificates saying we were admitted into the black community. Mm-hmm. Roger Staubach came in and made us all honorary cowboys. It's a lot of fun. Kinsey Snapchatted us a picture of one of her boobs.
The left one.
Yep, just the one. Mm-hmm.
See, that's the one that I figured out would be weird. That to me, the left one. Since she won't show them to me. The left one is the one that I think is the partier.
Her left or your left?
Her left.
Her left, your right.
Well, as if I you're turn looking. Left. Yeah, dude, don't do this bit.
It's too soon.
John Wiley Price came in and put new windshield wipers on all our cars.
Alexa Conomo stumbled into the studio looking for some strange... Mm-hmm. Kanye West even came in and apologized for everything. Also, Michael Collins called in and admitted the moon landing was fake.
Who's Michael Collins?
The guy who was in the rover module, Apollo 11. The guy that never made it to the moon.
The one that was in the orbiter?
Yeah, the orbiter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep, all fake.
I got so close. Figured time to rat them out.
Mm-hmm.
They never went down. We just circled the moon. Couldn't find a good parking spot, so we left.
I decided I'm going to go to this radio station right now.
Baby, he decided to come clean since everyone else was dying off here. I better do this quick. I'm going to go on the Russ Martin show. What do you mean? Russ isn't here. I'll just tell you guys. Very riveting stuff. But not nearly as riveting as when Mark Davis came in and threw all his support behind gay rights.
Oh, damn. Damn.
Telling you, you missed a lot.
Mother. Just even write that down.
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
And of course, somebody's going to believe it.
Yeah.
Thank God you're finally behind gay rights. I should call you at
6:60 a.m. The answer.
I don't know their number. I'm going to guess it's a 787.
That's my guess.
What is it, 660? So it's probably 787-1660.
That'd be my guess.
tweet. Look it up. Tweet Mark Davis. We're on 1190 right now. Dump this bitch. Call Mark Davis. Thank him for supporting gay rights.
866-660-5759. Mark Davis.
That's confusing. Yeah.
What is it?
866-660-5759.
That makes no sense.
No.
Why couldn't they get one like everybody else has? Like a 787. It's how you figure out most radio stations, the request line.
Yeah.
KISS 787-1061. We're 7-something-5.
That's so amazing.
For more information on the Russ Martin Show, oh, man, go to russmartin.com. Man, I just lost my place. I've only said one thing. To get signed up for the Russ Martin Show audio and video archives, go to russmartin.fm. Other show websites, djclo.net, danomalley.com, and alfiecoy.com for all things. 97.1 The Eagle, go to KUGL.com. Nikki Six is up next. For all things Talk Radio 1190, go to 1190talkradio.com, where Ronnie Anderson is up next.
All right. See you guys tomorrow.
Later.
The Metroplex.